Hastings College basketball is on the air. We begin each game day with the Kerry Hofstadter pregame show. Brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Now, here's the voice of the Broncos, KHAS Radio Sports Director, Mike Will.
And good afternoon. Welcome to the Newman Flanagan Center. We're in Sioux City this afternoon. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS. Broncos on the road today as they get set to take on Briarcliff as the women's game is up first. Spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstadter and coach on the road today after a pretty successful homestand with wins over Midland and Morningside and Concordia. Pretty important part of your schedule.
Yeah, that was really important, especially as we ended the first round of the conference season, first round of the conference games, and then started back up with the first two at home. So that was a big kind of home stand for us there. And now we get back on the road and face another tough team.
This is a team that we drilled earlier this season. I'm sure this game has probably been circled on the calendar for a while.
Yeah, it's always been a pretty good rivalry. They've had really great teams in the past, and so have we. And so definitely been a lot of great games both here in Sioux City and also back at home in Hastings.
Seems like they play a lot better up here in their home place like most teams do.
Yeah, they're tough here, and they tend to make a lot of shots around here and play with a lot of energy in that zone press, which can be a little bit dangerous if you don't handle the ball well, and all of a sudden everything turns into a transition game. So they're very, very good in transition, and it's definitely something that's going to be a key for us today.
Another team that's going to apply a lot of pressure on us, defense that we've talked about the past couple of ball games. Is this one different than the other two we've seen?
Well, it's very similar to the game versus Morningside. They both run 2-2-1 full court press. They both run the 2-3 matchup zone stuff in the half court, and they try to turn you over and again try to create a lot of offensive opportunities from their defense. So very, very similar to Morningside. They're maybe a little bit more aggressive in it at times than Morningside.
Yeah, they can score a lot of points, but a lot of those points maybe come off of steals and stuff like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what the percentage is exactly of their offense that is from transition, but I would say, at least 40-50% of it usually probably comes from transition and also getting to the free throw line, because they, get fouled a lot going in for layups and things in transition, so in advantage situations. So definitely a focus for us today.
Coming off of a win over Concordia the other night, pretty solid ball game for us, at least in the second half.
Yeah, first half we were a little bit sluggish, and I thought our kids responded really well at halftime and stepped up to the challenge of playing more physical and just being more competitive, on both ends of the court. I thought we were a little bit tentative and hesitant, and second half, I thought we adjusted well, and we had a couple nice stretches in there where kids like Chanel Farmer come up with a couple big steals and hit a couple big shots. Overall, just a nice second half for sure.
Yeah, Chanel Farmer had 10 points in the ball game, had four steals, had a couple of three-pointers, and most of those occurred after halftime.
Yeah, she had a really nice second half. First half, maybe she was in that group of sluggish players, but she's a competitor, and she responded really well in the second half and came up with some huge plays for us down the stretch. In addition, Hallie Samuelson, I thought, had a couple of really big plays for us at the in the second half, mid kind of late second half.
Defensively, you locked down the Concordia pretty well. In fact, you held them without a field goal for the last couple of minutes of the ball game. That's a good club that you held down to just 65 points.
Yeah, they tend to score a lot of points, and again, some of that is from transition, and that's always an emphasis of ours, is to limit our opponents' transition opportunities. You got to force them to play in the half court and score on you that way, and Concordia is a very good transition team, so was Morningside, and Briarcliff is right up there with them in regards to transition. So it'll be, again, today, like I've said a couple of times already, a huge focus for us.
Chanel Farmer, you already mentioned her. Molly Samuelson and Alex Edwards provided a spark off of the bench for you the other night, had 8 points for you, and that's huge.
Yeah, you know, and we've had that all season long, just different kids stepping up. We've had Autumn Zenon step up at different times, and Chelsea Morton's given us great spot minutes here and there, and Hallie Samuelson's done the same. Hallie had a couple huge steals for us in the Morningside game. So our bench is really, really important, and I feel like, you know, they're there when we need them, and they've done a really nice job of stepping in, whether we're in foul trouble or somebody's just not playing very well or whatever the case might be. Our depth has definitely been one of our strengths over the course of the last, you know, couple of months.
Now you mentioned Chelsea. Just give us an update. Is she back to 100%? How's she doing?
Yeah, Chelsea's getting stronger and stronger every day. Laterally, she's so much stronger. You can see the confidence growing in her. You know, she's ready, and she'll be available for us whenever we need her. She's a great teammate, great kid. She's worked really, really hard to get back. And, you know, she's in the last two or three weeks, she's really, you can see the strength and the explosiveness coming back.
Okay, we'll come back and talk about Briarcliff as our pregame show continues after this.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. For now.
Back with Eastern College women's basketball coach Carrie Hofstetter. The Broncos on the road today playing in Sioux City against Briarcliff. This is a team that maybe doesn't have the flashy record as years past, but this is still a good basketball team.
Very much so. They've played one of the toughest schedules, you know, in the country, and they've faced a lot of, you know, really great teams. And in addition to that, you know, they lost one of their best players in Maddie Murren with concussions, and they're very, very talented. And you know, they've got good size, and they've got big kids that can score it, and they got guards that can really shoot it. And again, they play so well in transition that they're a really dangerous team.
They forced 25 turnovers on the defensive end. We talked about that before the break, but looks like they're turnover prone too. They average 23 themselves.
Yeah, you know, they fly around defensively, and they, you know, make you try to hurry you up and make you play at a pace that you aren't comfortable playing at. And so, you know, one of our keys today will be to make sure that we control the pace and don't let them rush us or make us, you know, put the ball in bad situations and make bad decisions. So they play at that pace, which helps them in the turnover, you know, category. And because they play so fast, they are prone to turnovers because of their pace and because they try to score so much in transition.
Sloan Masters is their key player. She's averaging 15 points and about 6.5 rebounds per game. Just talk about her.
You know, she's a very talented kid. She's multi-talented, dual threat kid. You know, she can shoot the three, she can pull up, she can get to the rim. She likes to go right, so we'll try to encourage her to do something different. But again, that's the key for us all the time defensively is playing kids' tendencies and making them do things that maybe are uncomfortable or they're not used to doing. And you know, we did an okay job on her the first time, I thought, but I think we can still do better and make some things a little bit tougher for her.
Kaylee Blake was the other girl who hit double figures against Hastings the first time around, scored 15 points, averaging 10.5 on the season. She's a good player too.
Yeah, you know, big freshman, good hands, really talented post player. She had a couple of really nice offensive rebounds and putbacks against us and got to the free throw line a couple of times. And so she's been playing really well for them lately. And in addition, they'll have Alex Fuller back, number 20, who shoots the ball really, really well. Didn't play against us the first time. So they have some very talented players, and, you know, we'll have to slow those guys down.
Weathering the storm in the first couple of minutes of the ball game, always on the road. You're always fearful of a team playing like this in the first couple of minutes of the ball game.
Yeah, you know, and they usually get off to great starts here. I remember last year in our game here, we were getting pounded by them in the first few minutes because of the transition stuff. And, you know, they get off to great starts, and we'll have to make sure that we match that intensity and match that energy so that, you know, we can match it.
Okay, good.
Thanks.
Gary Hostetter, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. We got the starting lineups and the play-by-play description coming up next. Hastings and Briarcliff today on 1230 KHAS.
You've been listening to the Gary Hostetter pregame show, brought to you by the Pepsi-Cola Bottling Company of Hastings. Pepsi, live life now. Stay tuned. Bronco play-by-play is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors in 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Hastings College play-by-play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
Hi again, everybody. Welcome to the Newman Flanagan Center. We're in Sioux City today. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS. Women's game up first. Hastings taking on the Briarcliff Chargers. The Broncos, the number 9 team ranked in the country in NAIA Division II. The record at 19-2 in the season, 10-2 in the conference. Briarcliff coming in a mark of 12 wins and 10 losses. They are 5-7 in the conference. Second meeting of the season between these two teams as Hastings pounded Briarcliff the first time around, 86-68 in Hastings. The Broncos will go with a starting lineup that's been the same the past couple of weeks. Cammie Bruckman, also Abby Jackson, Jamie Van Kirk, also Frankie Peterson, and Morrill Zwiener. For the Chargers of Briarcliff, they'll start Lexi Henschke in the ballgame today. Mackenzie Shipley, also Alex Fuller, who did not play in that first ballgame against Hastings. Sloan Masters, a leading scorer, and Morgan Hansen, the freshman out of South Sioux City. Starting lines are brought to you by Hastings 5 Points Bank, three locations in Hastings, the better bank, member FDIC. Briarcliff will control the opening tip. The Chargers will shoot to our basket to our left here this afternoon. They drive it right to the hole. Their shot is up there. It's going to be no good by Shipley. The ball is out of bounds on the far sideline. They give the ball to Briarcliff. Chargers are going to be dressed in pink uniforms today. This is the Cancer versus Coaches weekend in the NAIA, and in particular, the Great Plains Athletic Conference. So Briarcliff dressed in their homestanding purple, or their pink uniforms here this afternoon. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be up and in. That's Morgan Hansen scoring. Morgan Hansen averaging 7 points per ballgame gets her first field goal here, and Briarcliff goes out on top of Hastings College by the score of 2-0. Bruckman goes down low to Zwiener. Shot is up there. It's no good. Misses an easy one. Rebound comes out of Jackson. Comes across the top down to Bruckman, out to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk brings it back to Bruckman on the wing. Penetration down the lane. Kicks it back out here. Here's a Van Kirk for three. Shot is up there and in. Jamie Van Kirk nails the three-pointer. She's the second leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. There's a steal in backcourt by Jackson, and she lays it in. Abby Jackson gets a steal in backcourt and lays it in. The first turnover on the Chargers. So quickly, Hastings onto a 5-2 lead here over Briarcliff in women's college basketball from the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City here this afternoon. Here's Sloan Masters. She takes the ball to the hole, draws contact there on Bruckman, and Cammie's going to be hit with a personal foul. First foul in Cammie Bruckman, the first foul in Hastings College. Just underway. Just over a minute into the ball game, it's going to be a free throw shooting attempt here for Sloan Masters. She scored 14 points against Hastings College the first time around when Hastings beat Briarcliff 86-68. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up there. No good by Masters. She's a 68% free throw shooter on the season. Byron Clough is a team, the worst free throw shooting team in the conference, hitting 64% of their foul shots. Second one is up there. It's going to be no good. So Masters misses a pair. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Hastings College has got a 5-2 lead here over Briar Cliff. Jackson throws the ball across the 10-second line, picked up by Breckman. Now to Zwiener. Shot is up there, no good, and she's fouled in the play. So Briar Cliff runs a very similar defense as far as the pressure is concerned that we saw a couple of games ago against Morningside. It's very good. Briar Cliff, they forced 25 turnovers on the defensive end. They turned the ball over 23 times, though, themselves. Zwiener goes to the free throw line here for Hastings. Her first one is up there. It's going to be no good. Zwiener is the third best foul shooter in the conference, knocking down 82% of her free throws so far this season, but she misses this one. 5-2 is the score. Hastings with the lead. Zwiener's next free throw is up there. She misses that one, and the rebound comes down here to Briar Cliff. Alex Fuller with the ball for the Chargers. Across the 10-second line, they feed it to Hansen. She drives. Her shot's going to be no good. Partially deflected there by Peterson. Ball is brought out of there now by Van Kirk of Hastings. She'll bring things up against Alex Fuller. A Briar Cliff brings it across the 10-second line. Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk goes to Jackson at the free throw line. Bounce pass down low is deflected away, trying to get the ball down to Zwiener. And the ball is turned over here by Hastings, their first turnover of the ball game. Here comes Sloan Masters with the ball. Now for Briar Cliff from the wing. Drives into the hole. Shot up there, no good. The ball is tapped to the corner. It goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to Hastings. Hastings College basketball today here on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. We're 2 minutes into the ball game. Hastings College with an early 5-2 lead here over Briar Cliff. And now Van Kirk will bring the ball up against pressure. Goes to the far sideline now. Abby Jackson with the ball. Approaches the 10-second line. Gets it across into the offensive zone. Here's Bruckman for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound. Battle for Shipley. Grabs the ball now for Briar Cliff. Mackenzie Shipley winds her way back up the floor here against Cammie Bruckman. Now drives the ball all the way to the basket. Her shot is up there. No good, but she's fouled in the play. Bruckman is going to be hit with her second personal foul here in the ball game. Team foul number two on Hastings here in the first half of play. And immediately the warm-ups come off, and here comes Chanel Farmer down to the scorer's table for Hastings. Cammie Bruckman with two quick personal fouls here in this first half. We're just over 2 minutes into the ballgame, 2:15 to be exact. Here's a shot from the free throw line. It rattles out of there, no good. Mackenzie Shipley, she's a 73% foul shooter. That was halfway down and fell out of there. Briar Cliff now 0 for 3 on free throws today. Shipley's next foul shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. So they missed their first four attempts. It's one of the worst free throw shooting team in the conference. They have not had a whole lot of success there. 64% as a team. Hastings College still with the lead, 5-2. Here's Van Kirk with the ball. Goes over in the left wing. That's going to be Jackson with it. Now to Zwiener down in the corner. Zwiener's pass is going to be deflected, and it's going to be brought out there by Briar Cliff. Second turnover on Hastings. Running back the other way is Masters. Stops in the lane. Kicks it out here to Fuller. Her three-pointer is put up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Long rebound. It comes out here to Zwiener. Laurel Zwiener has got the ball for Hastings. Comes over here to Abby Jackson. Jackson races the ball into the offensive zone, brings it back to the center of the floor, goes out to Chanel Farmer, down in the corner to Peterson, outside now to Van Kirk, dribbles to the free throw line, puts it up there and scores. Jamie Van Kirk hits a free throw line jumper. She's got 5 points in the ball game. Hastings College is out to a 7-2 lead here in this one. 16:55 to play here in the first half from Sioux City. Driving the baseline, there's a shot put up there. It's going to be no good by Hinsky. She falls down, no foul is called. Rebound comes down to Peterson. Peterson to the near sideline to Van Kirk. She drives it back the other way. Down the lane, her pass is going to be deflected. It goes into the backcourt. It's going to be picked up there by Chanel Farmer. Still 18 seconds left in the shot clock. Plenty of time. Farmer brings it here in the offensive zone. Van Kirk's going to fire up a long three. Her shot good. Jamie Van Kirk several feet behind the three-point arc. Throws that baby up. Hastings College has got a 10-2 lead. And now Mike Powers, the head coach for Briar Cliff, wants to call a timeout. 16:24 to play. Here in the first half from the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City. We'll take a break with a score of Hastings 10, Briar Cliff 2.
Follow the local and area athletes and teams, plus the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Click on HD Media on the Tribune website for video, web streaming, slideshows, and photos. For Tribune classified and circulation services, the hours are Monday through Friday until 7 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 to 10. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 402-462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here in Sioux City. Hastings College with a lead 10-2. Briar Cliff playing without several players today. Maddie Murn has not played most of the season with a concussion. Also out today
is a Summer Gordon. She is out with a concussion as well. And also out is Shantae Williams. They're all out with injuries today and will not play for Briarcliff. Normally in the 10-girl rotation here for head coach Mike Powers. 10-2 is the score. Hastings College has got the lead. Briarcliff has got the ball inside. There's a shot taken. It's up and in. That's Kaylee Blake scoring there. She had a big ball game against Hastings the first time around. She scored 15 points in the ball game. She gets her first field goal here. It's now 10-4. Now we got a whistle here as Van Kirk is knocked to the floor. She brings it into the offensive zone, and a personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Briarcliff, and that's going to be on Paige Herbolt. Herbolt picking up the first personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number one on the Chargers here in the ball game. There's a Frankie Peterson on the baseline. Moves. Her shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Briarcliff. That's Heather Haber who's into the ball game now. Gets it down to Herbolt deep in the corner on the left side. Paige Herbolt puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here in the three-point territory. Haber has got it. Haber gets it away to the free throw line here. Out of the near side. Driving toward the bucket is going to be Herbolt. She gets away on the baseline. Decides not to go up for the shot. Instead, goes deep in the corner again to Haber. 8 seconds on the shot clock. There's a pass that can be intercepted. Intercepted here by Chanel Farmer. Gets the ball away to Jackson. Her 15-footer is up there. It's going to be no good. Farmer saves it from going out of bounds right into the hands here of Van Kirk. Van Kirk takes it to the elbow. Bounce pass down low to Farmer. Her pass is deflected. It is loose on the baseline. Now a foul is going to be called. A foul here is going to be called on Frankie Peterson of Hastings going after the loose ball there. Frankie picks up her first. That's going to be team foul number three on Hastings. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Adam Zenin. So Zenin comes into the ball game now for Hastings. He's averaging 4.5 points and 1.4 rebounds per ball game for the Broncos. 5'6" senior from Arlington, Texas. 10-4 the score. Hastings with a 6-point lead early in this one. Briarcliff has got the ball. Here's Shipley. Drops it down low to Blake. Comes back out here on the wing. That's Haber with the ball. Takes it into the paint. Drives it to the hole. Her shot's going to be no good. Blocked down, but a foul is going to be called. As Haber is knocked down under the basket, another foul here is going to be called on Hastings. It's going to go on Chanel Farmer. Chanel picks up her first personal foul. Team foul number four on the Broncos. It's going to be some free throws coming up here for Briarcliff. This is Heather Haber. And the shot up there is going to be good. That's the first free throw that Briarcliff has made today out of 5 attempts. Heather Haber will have one more. And the ball game now for Hastings will be Alex Edwards. Going on is going to be Frankie Peterson. 14 minutes and 52 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings out to a 10-5 lead over Briarcliff. Hastings, the number 9 ranked team in the country, NAIA Division II, already picking up a win earlier this week over Concordia, the number 8 ranked team. There's a shot, the second shot, it's up there, no good, short. Rebound comes down to Zenin of Hastings. Gets the ball ahead, now to Van Kirk on the wing. Van Kirk takes it to the elbow on the right side. Now to Autumn Zenin. She gets it back out to Van Kirk out here. 25 feet away from the basket. Goes down in the corner. Chanel Farmer on the wing now. That's Edwards with the ball. Now to Van Kirk. Van Kirk dribbling with the ball left to right across the top of the key. The ball stopped away. Van Kirk picks it back up. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Van Kirk in the lane. Her shot's up there and in. As the shot clock was expiring, Jamie Van Kirk just drove the ball right in front of the free throw line and scores it. He's got 10 points here. She's got 10 out of the 12 for Hastings. Abby Jackson's got the other field goal. Hastings out on top by a score of 12-5. A good start here by Van Kirk. Dribbling the ball into the lane is going to be Herbolt. She has it stripped away and it's picked up by Sierra Williamson. Third turnover now on Briarcliff here in the ball game. Here comes Zena down the near sideline. They get it down to Alex Edwards out on top to Van Kirk. Over to Chanel for three. Shot is up there. In and out. No good. Rebound chased down in the corner. Zena tries to save it. She does. Edwards has got the ball. Edwards back out to Van Kirk. Wide open for three. Shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. Rebounded there by Sierra Williamson as she loses the ball out of bounds. Five new players back into the ball game. The original five come in. Five in, five out here for head coach Mike Powers and the Briarcliff Chargers. Hastings College out to a 12-5 lead here early on the Chargers and women's college basketball. We're down to 13 minutes and 46 seconds to play here in the first half from the Newman Flanagan Center here in Sioux City. With the basketball here is going to be Alex Fuller as they move it down in the left corner. That's Shipley with the ball. Mackenzie Shipley on the dribble, moves it to her right out here in three-point territory. Out to the top of the key again to Masters. Over here to Fuller. Her shot for three is up there and in. Alex Fuller throwing up a three-pointer. That's her first field goal of the ball game, and it's now a 12-8 ball game. 12-8 in favor of the Broncos. Hastings back with the ball in their offensive end. Here's Van Kirk out here in three-point territory, dribbling the ball. Good pressure defense here by Briar Cliff. Here's Chanel Farmer dribbling inside. She's double teamed. Kicks it back out to the far sideline. Van Kirk has got the ball. Van Kirk guarding there against Zahinski. She kind of shoves off, and Van Kirk throws up a shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Van Kirk. She throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Tip try, no good. Rebound, Chanel Farmer. She loses the ball. Now a foul is going to be called. Van Kirk got away with a push on Hinsky as Hinsky went down as Van Kirk was driving the ball to the basket there. Briar Cliff coaching staff went crazy. No foul was called. Instead, we got a personal foul called here on Briar Cliff. It's going to go on Hanson. Hastings will play things in from underneath their own basket. Here's Alex Edwards, put a couple of defenders in the air. Now a Farmer gets it back out here. Alex Edwards, Sierra Williamson, down on the wing. That's going to be Van Kirk with the ball. Jamie looks to drive it, takes it down on the baseline, stops there. Van Kirk is knocked off balance. Her pass can be intercepted. Intercepted here by Hinsky, the third turnover on Hastings, and now a foul is going to be called back the other way. Alex Edwards is going to be hit with a personal foul here for Hastings. That's going to be her first. Team foul number four on Hastings here in the first half. This is a non-shooting situation. It'll be Briar Cliff playing things in on the far sideline in their pink and black uniforms here this afternoon and Cancer versus Coaches Weekend in the NAIA. 12 and a half minutes to play. Hastings out on top by a score of 12-8 this afternoon. Here's Herbolt with the ball. Moves it over on the wing on the right side to Mackenzie Shipley. Top of the key. That's going to be Alex Fuller now behind the screen. Alex Fuller leaves it out here to Hinsky. She spins against Autumn Zenon. There's a nice pass down low. A shot is up. There's no good, and she's fouling the play. That's Morgan Hansen getting the field goal attempt down there. And now she'll go to the free throw line, and she was fouling the play. And Morgan Hansen will toe the mark here for Briar Cliff. Personal foul is going to be called on Alex Edwards. That's going to be her second foul. Amy Bruckman picks up two fouls early. Alex Edwards then comes in. She picks up two fouls. Frankie Peterson has got one as well. And also Chanel Farmer. Hansen to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Morgan Hansen, a 58% foul shooter. Here comes Peterson. Frankie Peterson back into the ballgame now for Hastings. Also coming in will be Laurel Zwiener, 12-9. Hastings with a three-point lead in women's college basketball. Morgan Hansen will have one more here for Briar Cliff. Her shot is up there. That's going to be short, no good. And the rebound comes down to Peterson. Peterson gets the ball to Zenon now down the far sideline. Dances her way across the 10-second line here for Hastings College. Zenon gets it to Jamie Van Kirk. Van Kirk dribbling with the ball. Goes to Laurel Zwiener out here at the top of the key. Zwiener dribbles to the free throw line. Throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. Gets her own rebound. Zwiener in the lane. Moves it over here to Farmer. She throws up a shot from about 5 feet away. It's going to be short, no good. Rebound comes down here to Reagan Cooper. There's a bounce pass behind her back. It goes to Fuller, and they throw it out of bounds. They had a break going back the other way, and a behind-the-back pass there. It goes out of bounds, and Briar Cliff turns it over for the fourth time here this afternoon. Hastings out on top of Briar Cliff by a score of 12-9. Here's Zwiener with the ball. Zwiener here on the near sideline. Stops. Now goes to Van Kirk in the lane. She's going for the steps. Zwiener fed her inside. Van Kirk trying to put a move on a defender into paint there. There's a whistle for the traveling violation. Four turnovers on Hastings College. Now Kerry Hofstetter wants to call a timeout. Hastings will call a timeout here. 11 minutes and 35 seconds to play in the first half from the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City. The score, Hastings 12, Briar Cliff 9.
About the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. So many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Other games going on in the conference today. We've got Nebraska Wesleyan playing in Orange City, Iowa against Northwestern. Doan is at Mount Marty. Dakota State playing a non-conference game with Dort today in Sioux Center. Concordia is playing in their own Concordia Invitational. Then tomorrow, Midland will play at Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings College with a lead here over Briar Cliff. The score is 12-9. But the Chargers can tie things up here with a three-point field goal. Fuller has got the ball, dumps it down low, and a bounce pass, grabbing the ball down there is going to be Masters. Her shot's going to be no good. Now she's tied up in the play on the rebound. Frankie Peterson gets in there and ties up Sloan Masters. Sloan misses an easy one there for the Chargers. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Hastings, so the Broncos will have the ball. 11:23 to play here in the first half. Hastings 12, Briar Cliff 9. Broncos trying to attack this press in backcourt. Adam Zenon has got the ball. Zenon waits. Now she goes to Laurel Zwiener. Brings it into the forecourt now. Zwiener gets the ball to Chanel Farmer. Now to Zenon as she dribbles right to left out here in three-point territory. Gives it away to Peterson on the wing on the left side. There's an entry pass grabbed there by Zwiener, and his shot is up and in. Laurel Zwiener scores. That's her first field goal of the ball game, and Hastings is out to a five-point lead again at 14-9. Broncos jumped out to a 10-2 lead here in this basketball game today. Here comes Alex Fuller back with the ball now for Briarcliff. Sloan Masters has got it. Now to Shipley on the wing. Back out to Masters, top of the key. Drives the ball against Van Kirk. Takes it to the rack. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Farmer. So now Farmer has got the rebound. Outlet pass goes to Van Kirk. Hustles into the forecourt. Van Kirk gets away. Bounce pass in the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Shipley, and then a foul is going to be called. Hastings with five turnovers here in the first half of play. And a foul is going to be called in backcourt here on Frankie Peterson. That's going to be her second personal foul. Into the ball game again for Hastings will be Cammy Breckman. Going out will be Van Kirk. Also coming in for Briarcliff is going to be Jessie Carrick. She's averaging 3 points and 2.6 rebounds per ball game. Going to the free throw line is going to be Shipley for the Chargers. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. She's now 1 out of 3 from the free throw line today. She's a 73% foul shooter. Briarcliff back to within 4 points here at 14-10. As Mackenzie Shipley will have one more here. She toes the mark for the Chargers. Throws it up there, and the shot is going to be too strong this time. Rebound comes down to Peterson. Frankie Peterson has got the ball for Hastings. Now to Chanel Farmer. Farmer down the left sideline. That is Zenon. Again, dancing her way into the offensive zone here for Hastings College. Zenon goes over to Cammy Breckman now. Breckman approaches the top of the three-point circle. Throws up a shot. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Brian Clef. Masters coming back the other way. Sloan Masters, she'll go coast to coast, throws up a shot, no give it. She's fouled in the play. So Sloan Masters rips the rebound out of there and takes it back the other way. Adam Zenon commits a personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be the first foul in Zenon. Team foul number 8 already on Hastings. And now Briarcliff is in the bonus situation here halfway through the opening half. Masters goes to the free throw line. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. Masters now 0 out of 3 on free throws today. So we'll have another shot here into the ballgame now for Hastings. It's going to be Jackson. Zenon will go out. 10 minutes and 6 seconds to play. Hastings College leading by a score of 14-10. Next shot's going to be up there. That one is good. So Masters hits 1 out of 2 from the free throw line now. 1 out of 4 for the ballgame. 14-11. Chargers back to within 3 points. And now Farmer on the far sideline is going to be fouled. Personal foul is going to be called here on Alex Fuller of Briarcliff. That's going to be her first foul. She checks out. Now coming back into the ball game will be Paige Herbolt. That's team foul number 4 on the Chargers. 9:57 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top by a score of 14-11. Jackson with the ball. Jackson now to Cammy Breckman. To Abby Jackson swings it right side to Farmer. Now to Jackson again. Abby dribbling to the top of the key, sends it over on the wing. That's Farmer. Now to Frankie Peterson, the Zwiener, the Farmer, back out to Frankie, dribbles down the lane, a running one-hander, she banks one home. Frankie Peterson scores there, and that's her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 2 points, 16-11 now. Hastings maintaining the five-point lead. There's a shot there by Carrick that's up there, no good, and an offensive rebound brought down there by Haber. Heather Haber is back into the ball game, back to Masters, her shot is up and in. Sloan Masters scoring there on the feed from Haber. Heather Haber, she gets the assist. That's a 16-13 ball game. Hastings with a 3-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Here's Chanel Farmer to Abby Jackson here on the near sideline. Jackson approaches the top of the 3-point circle, sends it back out to Farmer, and she bobbles the ball. The scramble is out near the 10-second line. Finally, Farmer grabs it. Now a foul is going to be called. A personal foul here is going to be called on the Briarcliff. It's going to go on Jessie Carrick. That's going to be her first personal foul. Team foul number 5 on the Chargers. Here comes Holly Samuelson into the ballgame now for Hastings. Chanel Farmer will come to the bench. 16-13 to score. Hastings out on top by 3. Into the ballgame now for Briarcliff. That's going to be Caitlin Meester. There's a shot in the lane. It's going to be no good by Breckman. She's knocked down, but no foul is called. Now Samuelson battles for the rebound. Finally goes out of bounds. The officials look, and they will give the ball to Hastings. The Broncos will play things in Baseline left side underneath their own basket. The Broncos with a three-point lead in this women's college basketball game. Jackson comes out to Cammie Breckman. She dribbles between a couple of defenders and draws another personal foul. This foul is going to go on Paige Herbolt. That's going to be her second foul. That's going to be team foul number six on Briar Cliffs. So the next foul will send Hastings to the free throw line for the 1-1. 8:52 remaining here in the first half. Samuelson goes inside to Breckman, dribbles down the lane. A shot off of the window is up there and in. Breckman scores for Hastings. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Breckman averaging 15.8 in the season. Hastings with a 5-point lead again at 18-13. Masters out here in 3-point territory. Sloan Masters dribbling the ball there against Cammie Breckman. Behind the screen, Masters falls down with the ball and is picked up by Breckman. Turnover number 5 on Briar Cliff. Hastings has a 2-on-2 back the other way, and Breckman throws the ball away. Breckman throws it right into the hands of Caitlin Meester into the forward court. Now this is Herbolt with the ball. Paige Herbolt gets it out here. It's a long-range jumper from 3, put up there no good by Carrick. Rebound is loose, and the foul is going to be called. Samuelson collides there with Sloan Masters. And a personal foul is going to go on Masters. That's going to be her first. So Sloan Masters picks up her first personal foul. Now we walk to the other end of the floor. And we'll have some free throws for Hastings. Ollie Samuelson will be in a 1-1. The score is 18-13. Hastings College in the lead here in women's college basketball. Henske comes back in now for Briar Cliff. Checking out is going to be Paige Herbolt. Also checking in will be Mackenzie Shipley for the Chargers. Head coach Mike Powers using a ton of people here in his first half of play. Holly Samuelson to the free throw line for Hastings. She has had 8 out of 10 free throws so far this year. Her shot is up there, and that's going to be good. Hits the front iron and has the backspin down to the hole. That makes the score 19-13 now in favor of Hastings College. And now Lexi Henschke is down on the left side of the lane here for Briar Cliff. And Mike Powers is going to come out and check on her. Looks like she may have taken an elbow to the eyeball. Getting no fouls called. And they still had another free throw on the 1-1. So now Henschke is going to check out of the ball game. Alex Fuller will come back in there. Now the officials talking about the situation. We're going to have another free throw coming up here. It's going to be Samuelson going to the free throw line for one more shot on the bonus. It's up there as good. So she hits a couple of free throws, and it's now a 20-13 ball game. Hastings College with the lead. Here's Carrick with the ball out here in three-point territory. Hands it away. That's Alex Fuller now. Fuller stops. Bounce pass goes inside to Blake. Blake takes it down the lane against Zwiener, and the shot's going to be up there no good, but Zwiener is going to be hit with a personal foul. Haley Blake, again, she scored 15 points the last time these two teams played in it. First meeting back in Hastings, the Broncos beat the Chargers 86-68, but Blake played well. Zwiener's going to be hit with a personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be her first. Kaylee Blake to the free throw line now for the first time today. She had a field goal earlier today, and this free throw is up there and in. So Kaylee Blake scores there for the Chargers. He's a 6'1" freshman out of Manning, Iowa. Blake averaging 10.5 points and 4.4 rebounds per game. The second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Peterson. Peterson now to Abby Jackson, who's back into the ball game. Jackson goes to Breckman. Now to Abby Jackson out here in three-point territory. To Holly Samuelson here on the near sideline. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Zwiener puts it up there. Left-handed and scores. Earl Zwiener, nice shot there in the lanes. He's got 4 points in the ball game. Hastings out to a 22-14 lead now over the Chargers. Here's Blake with the ball again. Kicks it back out. Three-pointer put up there right down through the hole. Mackenzie Shipley throws down a three ball from just to the right of the circle. She's now got 4 points. That was a big basket there for the Chargers. 22-17. Hastings with a 5-point lead. There's a pass going to be deflected away. It's picked up by Briar Cliff. Long pass down to Florida Carrick. Back outside to Shipley for three. Shot good. Mackenzie Shipley nails a couple of three-pointers. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. And the Hastings lead just like that went from 7 down to 2 points in a hurry. It's 22-20 now. Briar Cliff down by 2. Hastings with the ball. Here's Peterson down to Breckman for 3. Here's Sachi Banks went home. Cammie Breckman Banks went home from the far side. She's now got 5 points in the ball game for Hastings. 25-20. Here's Carrick with the ball now for Briar Cliff. Comes across the top. That's going to be Meister with the ball. Meister drives it into the lane. Stops there. Now throws up a shot over Breckman. Good. Caitlin Meister is scoring there for Briar Cliff. It's 25-22. Hastings with a 3-point lead. Here's Breckman at the free throw line. Dribbles down the lane. Tries to shovel ball the way to Sweener. And she's hit on the plane. A foul called. A personal foul is going to be called here. It's going to go on Meister. That's going to be her first foul. Team foul number 9 now on the Chargers. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Jamie Van Kirk. Going out will be Abby Jackson. Zwiener to the free throw line for the Broncos. Zwiener, the third best foul shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. She's hitting 82% of her foul shots so far this year. She's 0-for-2 so far in this ball game. Laurel Zwiener will toe the mark here. The Pleasanton native. Her shot is up there. It's going to be up there and in. She'll get one more. Zwiener had 18 points in the last time these two teams played in that first meeting in Hastings. Laurel Zwiener will have one more. Her shot is up there. That one is going to be good. So Zwiener 2-for-2 from the foul line this time after missing her first two attempts. Zwiener comes out. Here comes Sierra Williamson back into the ball game. Chanel Farmer back in. Cammie Breckman comes to the bench. 6.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Here's a steal in backcourt by Farmer. Farmer gets the ball to Van Kirk. Her shot is up there. It's no good. Ball is tapped. It's recovered by Hastings and a ball put through the hole. Scoring there was a Holly Samuelson for Hastings. So the Broncos turn over the Chargers and they get the easy field goal. Here's Meister driving for the basket. Her shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Sierra Williamson getting the block there for Hastings. And now the Broncos back out to a 7-point lead. 29-22 is the score with 6:14 to play here in the first half. Byerncliff will inbound the ball. Chargers looking, finally get it in. That's Blake with the ball. Blake has it tipped away, but it's picked up here by Shipley. Shipley on the wing on the right side, feeds it back into Blake. She moves in the lane, contact made, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go here on Williamson, I believe. Yep, Sierra Williamson picking up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. Team foul number 10-plus on Hastings. So under the free throw line will be Kaylee Blake. Blake with 3 points in the ball game thus far. 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Her shot is up there. This one is good. She'll get one more. Kaylee Blake hitting 71% of her free throw tosses so far this season. 29-23 the score. Hastings with the lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes out to Zwiener. Zwiener gets the ball now to Jamie Van Kirk. And Van Kirk will bring things up. Waist high dribble across the second line into the offensive zone. Van Kirk looking, finally gets it away. There's Chanel Farmer on the left wing. Farmer has got the ball, stops there. Now she's in trouble. Her rainbow pass comes back out here to Van Kirk. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Van Kirk working, dribbling it down the left side of the lane. Stops her dump pass. It'll be intercepted. Intercepted there by Clark. Turnover number 7 on Hastings College. Down the near sideline. Here's Shipley with the ball. Shipley puts it on the floor and dribbles to the top of the key. Now drives it down the left side of the lane. Shipley in trouble now. She gets it out to the top of the key. Driving down the lane and to the goal. A shot is up there by Clark. That's going to be no good off of the front iron. A rebound comes down to Frankie Peterson. Peterson down to Van Kirk. Coming back the other way. Hastings with a lead. 29-23. We're in the first half. Here's Peterson inside the free throw circle. Contact made and another foul is going to be called. We've seen our share of fouls here in this ball game today. Here's Kaylee Blake picking up her first. That's going to be team foul number 9 on Briarcliff. Here comes 5 more players in now for head coach Mike Powers. 5 in, 5 out again. Second time today we've seen that. Here comes Frankie Peterson to the free throw line now. Peterson, she's got 2 points in the ball game and a field goal thus far. 80% from the line this season. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Frankie misses the front end of the 1-1. Rebound comes down to Briarcliff, but a double dribble violation here on backcourt on Heather Haber. That's the 7th turnover on Briarcliff. Hastings has got 7 turnovers. Broncos have a 6-point lead, 29-23. Here in women's college basketball. Broncos will inbound the ball. Samuelson comes way outside now. With it out there is Frankie Peterson. Now to Farmer for 3. Shot is up there and in. Chanel Farmer rings the gong from the left wing. That's her first field goal of the ball game. It's now 31-23. Hastings College with the lead. The Broncos have led this baby from the opening tap. Got out to a good 10-2 lead early. There's Briarcliff with the ball. This is Hinsky with it now. Hinsky down in the corner to Hansen. Throws up a 3-pointer. Shot no good. Rebound comes down to Samuelson for Hastings. Holly brings it down the near sideline. Cuts it back to the center of the floor. Bounce pass goes to Van Kirk. Jamie dribbling on the ball. Picks up the dribble. Jamie now gets it in the hands of Samuelson. Still 19 on the shot clock. Samuelson's pass to the wing is deflected out of bounds. Trying to get it over there to Van Kirk. And the ball was deflected out of bounds there by Briarcliff's Morgan Hansen. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Breckman. Coming out will be Samuelson. 4 minutes and 28 seconds to play here in the first half. It's 32-23. Hastings with a 9-point lead. Broncos have the ball as Peterson will play things in. That's Williamson. Hands it back to Peterson on the far sideline. Now to Bruckman. 9 seconds on the shot clock. Bruckman at the top of the 3-point circle. Now to Frankie Peterson. Entry pass right to the fingertips of Williamson out of bounds. Sierra Williamson watches that one go right through her palms of her fingertips there as he goes out of bounds. 8 turnovers now on Hastings. 32-23. Broncos have the lead. Briar Cliff has got the ball back in their offensive zone. Haber has got it. Out of Hinschke. They're working around the 3-point arc here. Haber gets it back on the left wing. Top of the key. This is Reagan Cooper with the ball now. Cooper goes over on the right side. That's Hanson. They work it back inside. His shot is up there and in. Alexi Hinschke moving down the right side of the lane. They got her the ball, and Hinschke puts it in off the window. 32-25. Hastings with a 7-point lead here. 3 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the first half. Here's Farmer with the ball for Hastings. Farmer gets it now to Van Kirk, to Cammie Bruckman. Her shot inside the free throw circle is up and in. Cammie Bruckman now has 7 points in the ball game for Hastings. It's 34-25. Hastings again with a 9-point lead here at the 3:30 mark of this first half. Hinschke with the ball now for Briarcliff on the wing. They send it back inside, and the foul is going to be called. Cooper grabs the ball just to the right of the basket, and leaning in there for Hastings was Sierra Williamson. So now Sierra's got 2 fouls. Frankie Peterson with 2. Edwards with 2. Cammie Bruckman with 2, all in the first half. Reagan Cooper to the free throw line for Briarcliff. She has not scored so far today, and she still has not scored. As this one bounces off of the right side, no good. Cooper is a 67% foul shooter. Here comes Wiener back into the ball game now. Sierra Williamson will come out for Hastings head coach Kerry Hofstetter. 34-25, the Broncos have a 9-point lead. Next shot is up there, it is good. So Cooper hits 1 out of 2, and Briarcliff was within 8 points now. Here comes Kaylee Blake back into the ball game now. Cooper will come to the bench. Briarcliff attacking here in backcourt has forced Hastings into 7. Actually, 8 first half turnovers so far. Farmer has got the ball. Now to Bruckman. She loses control of it. Now Bruckman has it lost out of bounds, and they're going to give the ball to Hastings. They say it was last touched over there by Lexi Hinschke of Briarcliff. So Hastings will play things in with still 20 seconds left in the shot clock. Frankie Peterson looks to the inbound. She does. The Farmer, her long range 3 way off of the mark, no good. Rebound is loose. Bruckman had it. She lost it. It's picked up by Peterson. Peterson drives it to the rack. Here's a bounce pass mishandled by Farmer. Hastings turns the ball away again. Here's Hinschke coming back the other way. Farmer in chase. She can't get there. Out to the top of the key. Haber with the ball. Dribbles inside the free throw circle. Puts up a shot. No good. Rebound. That's going to be Blake with it now. She goes over to Hinschke. She drives to the goal. Her shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down here to Zwiener. Zwiener down to Peterson. Comes back quickly with the ball for Hastings. Bounce pass out to Bruckman for 3. Shots off of the heel of the iron. No good. Farmer tries to save it from going out of bounds. She can't get there. And it's going to be Briarcliff ball. Alex Edwards back into the ball game now for Hastings. Coming out will be Peterson. 2 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings 34, Briarcliff 26. Doubleheader for us here today from the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City. Guys will go at 4 o'clock this afternoon here on 1230 KHIS. Some more substitutes coming in here now for Briarcliff. Here comes Meister back into the ball game. Also coming down to the scorer's table will be Carrick. She will check in. So Briarcliff will play things in here in backcourt. 34-26, Hastings College with a lead. Women's college basketball here today. Jesse Carrick has got it into the offensive zone here for the Chargers. Feeds on the wing. Left side to Shipley. She holds it back out on top. Dribbling with the ball there. And a shot from 15 feet away is thrown up there. No good by Paige Herbolt. Rebound comes down to Edwards. Long pass to Bruckman. Bruckman gets the ball now to Edwards, or rather to Chelsea Morton, who's into the ball game now. Morton comes out to Edwards at the top of the key. Off to Morton on the wing. Chelsea drives it inside the free throw circle. There's Alex Edwards with the ball with 15 on the shot clock. Here's a bounce pass to the free throw line. Van Kirk puts it up there left-handed. Her shot no good. Zwiener saves it from going out of bounds. Back into the hands of Van Kirk. Her shot in the lane right-handed this time is no good. Rebound is loose and is finally brought out of there by Shipley of Briarcliff. Mackenzie Shipley down the right sideline with a right-handed dribble here for the Chargers. Cuts back to the center of the floor. Dribbles it to the elbow. Right side of the lane. Can't put up a shot. Shipley back out to Kaylee Blake. In 3-point territory, holding the ball now is going to be Carrick. Hastings into a man-to-man defense. Top of the key is going to be Meister. Meister dribbling the ball. Sends it left side of the lane to Blake. Her shot over Zwiener is going to be good. Kaylee Blake scoring there for Briarcliff. She got 6 points in the ball game. 34-28. The Chargers not going away here. Hastings with the ball in backcourt. Chelsea Morton approaching the 10-second line. Now she does. Gets it in the offensive zone. Morton gets it out of the way now to Jamie Van Kirk. Over to Jamie Van Kirk on the wing. To Bruckman. Now to Van Kirk again. Bounce pass goes inside to Zwiener. Shot over Meister is going to be no good. Ball tapped out. It's loose. It's finally picked up here by Hastings. That's Morton out to Bruckman. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound Shipley. She loses the ball. Picked up by Zwiener. Shot good. Laurel Zwiener picks up the loose ball and throws it down through the hole in the lane. 36-28. Hastings back out to an 8-point lead. 48 seconds to play here in the first half. There's Carrick with the ball now on the wing. Goes to Blake down on the baseline. Drives it. Puts it up there. Shot no good. And Laurel Zwiener gets hit with a personal foul. The second foul on Zwiener. Laurel Zwiener picks up her second. That's pretty well common here in this first half for the Broncos. Going to the free throw line now will be Kaylee Blake for Briarcliff. She's got 6 points in the ball game, 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. She'll have 2 shots here as she was fouled in the active shooting. Her first shot is up there and in. Blake will get one more. Into the ball game now is going to be Alex Fuller for Briarcliff, and going out will be Herbolt. 36-29, Hastings College with the lead here, women's college basketball. Here comes the next shot here by Kaylee Blake. It's up there. The shot is in and out. No good. Rebound comes down to Morton. Outlet pass here comes to Van Kirk down the near sideline with 26 seconds to play. Van Kirk with the ball. Van Kirk comes over here to Cammy Bruckman. Back out to Jamie. Sends it inside at the free throw line to Morton. Out to Cammy Bruckman. Out to Chelsea Morton for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound Bruckman. Comes back out to Morton. It brings it right back to Cammy Bruckman. Here's a long-range jumper by Van Kirk. Her three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Briarcliff. Kaylee Blake with a rebound. Gets it into the hands of Jesse Carrick into the forecourt now. Down in the corner. That's going to be Shipley with the ball. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. Shipley has still got it. Shipley comes back out on top. There's a long-range three put up there. It's going to be no good. And that's the end of the first half of play. That last three thrown up there by Alex Fuller of Briarcliff. Hastings has got the lead here at halftime in women's college basketball. Broncos jumped out to an early 10-2 lead here in this one, and they have not trailed in the first half. Broncos have a 7-point lead at halftime. It's Hastings 36 and Briarcliff 29. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today here on 1230 KHAS.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Oh, the sweet sounds of airport travel. You know what would make this ordeal more pleasurable? That's right, a Pepsi. Your new destination is total refreshment. And your estimated time of departure is now. Flight delayed?
2 hours.
Yes! That's just more time for enjoyment. Because you're in the VI Pepsi Lounge. Still got your luggage, but got no baggage at all. Pepsi. Live for now.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City today. Bronco basketball in 1230 KHAS. Hastings with the lead. At halftime, the score is 36-29. Halftime show brought to you today by Valentino's of Hastings. Now enjoy everything that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryouts. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you for the office, for the party, for your family meal. It's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, located at 604 South Burlington. Hastings got to a great start here today. It was 10-2 in the first 3.5 minutes of the ball game. Hastings had the lead. Broncos led by 7 points at 12-5 at the 13:46 mark. They pretty much maintained that 5-7, 8-point lead throughout much of the first half of play. And Hastings right now is protecting a 7-point lead. It's 36-29. Scoring in the ball game thus far, Jamie Van Kirk is leading the way. Van Kirk has knocked down a couple of three-pointers, and she's got 2 2-point field goals. So Jamie Van Kirk has got 10 points here in the first half. Orioles Wiener, she's got 8. She's got 3 field goals, and she is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. 7 points for Cammy Bruckman. Bruckman has got a 3 and a couple of 2-point field goals for her 7. The other scorers for the Broncos, Holly Samuelson. She has got a field goal, and she is 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. She has got 4 points. Janelle Farmer, she has nailed a 3-pointer here in the first half, her only score of the ball game. Frankie Peterson has got a field goal, and she is 0 of 1 from the free throw line for 2 points. For Briar Cliff, they're being led so far by Kaylee Blake. She has got 7. Blake has got 2 field goals, and she's 3 out of 6 from the free throw line. Mackenzie Shipley with 7 points. Shipley has nailed 2 3-pointers, and she is 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. The other scorers, we see Morgan Hansen has got a field goal, and she is 1 out of 2 from the line for 3 points. Sloan Masters has been held to only 3 points today after scoring 14 against Hastings the first time around. Masters has got a field goal, and she is 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. Alex Fuller has got 3 points on a 3-pointer. And what else we have here? We have 2 points from Lexi Hinsky on a field goal. And Heather Haber, she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. Again, Hastings College with a lead over Briar Cliff here at halftime. The score is 36-29. Shooting in the ball game, neither team shooting the ball real well. Hastings is 14 out of 36 from the field for 38.9%. Briar Cliff just 9 out of 24 for 37%. On three-pointers, Hastings just 4 out of 13 for 30.8%. Briar Cliff is 3 out of 6 for 50%. Hastings 4 out of 7 from the free throw line for 57%. Briar Cliff 8 out of 20 for 40%. The rebounds right now, Hastings doing the job on the boards. They're out rebounding Briar Cliff 32-16 in the first half, including 11-5 on the offensive end. Hastings with a lead here, 36-29. Broncos have 10 turnovers in the ball game thus far. And for Briar Cliff, they have recorded 8 turnovers. The Broncos have 2 block shots and 5 steals. Briar Cliff has got 1 block shot and 8 steals. So Hastings College has got the lead over Briar Cliff here at halftime on a score of 36-29. Coming up next, Tyson Ervonik is going to join us with Hastings College Spotlight. And we've got the second half coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball today on 1230 KHAS.
I was in the hospital as a small child, probably about 10 years old. And I remember one particular nurse named Miss Lemon. She just took such good care of me. It really molded my idea of what a nurse should be, and that's what I wanted to do. I've spent about 44 years at Mary Lanning. I love the change, I love the challenge, I love the career itself. Since I've been ill, I've used almost every department of the hospital. It has really enhanced my feeling of wanting to do more for people because more has been done for me. I have so much support from so many people here in the hospital. That really has been an inspiration to me. I'm Dorothy Streff, Clinical Manager of Home Care and Hospice.
Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration.
It's time now for Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. In just a minute, we'll join Tyson Hebronick for Hastings College Spotlight.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Good evening. Welcome back to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHES Radio. From our 1230 KHES studios, we are joined by Molly Malervy, a senior biology major from Centennial, Colorado, joining us on the program. Molly, we appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Molly, we brought you on the program this morning because I wanted to highlight an event that is coming up that Hastings College is associated with, and that is the inaugural Science Day Camp that's presented by the Hastings College Chapter of the American Chemical Society and also the Hastings Museum. Take a few minutes this morning and kind of, or this evening, I should say, and tell us a little bit about what this science camp's all about.
Yes, absolutely. Well, we're hosting a Science Day Camp at the Hastings Museum on Friday, February 7th, and this is open to all 2nd through 5th graders. And our camp is going to take place between 8 a.m. and 11:30 a.m., and we're going to have a lot of different science experiments, demos, some hands-on things to get the kids involved and teach them a few things about science.
And, Molly, you are currently serving as the president of the Hastings College Chapter of the American Chemical Society, which is the organization that's hosting this Science Day Camp. So tell us a little bit about what this, in terms of the college perspective, why this organization is putting on this camp.
Yes, absolutely. Well, I'm actually filling in. Emily Wright is actually the president, but she's on a trip in Africa. So I'm filling in for her, but... Yes, we have an American Chemical Society club at school, and we just really wanted to get involved with the community and reach out to the younger kids and maybe get them interested in science that maybe one day they could study just like we're doing. So,
now, as far as what goes on campus from the American Chemical Society perspective, what are just some things you do around the Hastings College campus?
Yes, well, we have... meetings a few times a month, and we get together and just try to better our campus and the community. We also do community service, so we're starting to do trash pickup around the town. But we also do like chemical things, get the school involved, you know, the science program out there and get everybody to know about it. So,
and as far as my knowledge is concerned, this scheduled Science Day camp over at the Hastings Museum, I believe it's actually on a day where some of the kids aren't in school, so there still can be some learning that's going to be going on.
Yes, absolutely. We definitely wanted to extend it to everybody, so we did it on a day that they have a day off, but also come and learn a few new things.
Okay, so again, tell us maybe a little bit about as far as if the students want to participate or the parents want their students to participate in the Science Day Camp, how can they get registered or get involved in the program?
Yes, we have a registration through the Hastings Museum, so you can just give them a call up, and we have registration open until February 5th, and it's going to be $3 for people that are members of the museum and $5 that are non-members.
Once again, a Science Day Camp is serving as an opportunity for the Hastings area elementary students to expand their horizons and also work with the students as part of the Hastings College Chapter of the American Chemical Society. Molly Mullervy has been our guest on the Hastings College Spotlight program. Molly, we appreciate the time this evening. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you, and we hope to see you guys out there.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight. Brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings does that. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back to 50 this afternoon. Hastings College basketball and 1230 KHAS. At halftime, the Hastings College women out on top of Briar Cliff by the score of 36-29. The halftime show being brought to you by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Other games going on in the conference. Again, Hastings playing here against Briar Cliff. The Broncos leading 36-29 at halftime. Dakota State is at Dort today. Doan is playing at Mount Marty. They are at halftime. Mount Marty is out on top of Doan by a score of 40-33. Other games, Nebraska Wesleyan is at Northwestern today. Concordia is playing in their own Concordia Invitational. Then tomorrow, Midland will play at Dakota Wesleyan. Conference standings as of now, Northwestern is out on top. Northwestern sitting at 10-1 on the season, 18-1 overall. They lost to Morningside the other night. Hastings next in the conference at 10-2. Concordia is in third place at 10-3. They've got Midland at 8-4. Morningside's at 7-4. Dakota Wesleyan at 7-4. And then next in line is Briar Cliff. They're sitting at 5-7 on the season. On the men's side of things, you've got Dort out on top. The defenders are 12-1. They're 20-2 overall. Hastings next in line at 10-2 and 16-5 overall. Those two teams will meet next Saturday in Hastings. Midland currently sitting in third place at 9-3. Then Morningside at 8-3. Briar Cliff is at 7-5. Hastings after today will not have the midweek game next week. That will be our bye night on a Wednesday. So no basketball on Wednesday for the Hastings College basketball teams. They'll have a full week to get ready for the Dort Defenders next Saturday. That'll be at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena, 2 and 4 o'clock again next Saturday. You're on 1230 KHAS with a pregame show at 1:45. You've been listening to the Valentino's Halftime Show here today from Sioux City. They've got the second half coming up. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
If your windows stick, slip, squeak, or leak, replace them with Anderson Windows. With low E glass, low maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, standard and custom sizes, they can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement.
Ah. Get all your Anderson Window and Door products at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, your home improvement experts in Holstein.
To some, winning isn't everything, it's the only thing. Others say it's not whether you win or lose, it's how you play the game. But everyone can agree that the uniforms and equipment you play in make a big difference in how you play and how you win. TM Sporting Goods features 20% off selected Under Armour, plus the personal service of Steve Baranol and Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods, on the bricks, 2217 Central, downtown Kearney. TM Sporting Goods, division of Pro Team Design.
1230 KHAS.
All right, second half is underway. Briar Cliff with the opening possession here in the second half. We'll shoot to our basket to our right. There's a shot put up there and in right off the bat. Mackenzie Shipley hitting the field goal from about 15 feet away. Shipley has now got 9 points in the ball game, 36-31. Hastings still with a 5-point lead. Broncos have the ball. There's Frankie Peterson left wide open in 3-point territory. She drives it down the lane. Now a foul is going to be called. Alex Fuller is going to be guilty of the personal foul. That's going to be her second. That's going to be team foul number one on Briar Cliff here in this second half of play, a non-shooting situation. So Hastings College will play things in. Abby Jackson will key in the ball. Baseline right side. Jackson comes out on the right wing to Cammy Bruckman, who lobs it back inside to Zwiener. Zwiener down in the corner. That's Van Kirk with the ball. Down on the wing, that's going to be Bruckman. Winds her way toward the goal. Her shot is up there and in. Cammy Bruckman with a little one-hander there in the paint. She's got 9 points. Hastings again leading by 7. It's 38-31. Here comes Briar Cliff with the basketball now. Down here on the near sideline is going to be Hansen. Morgan Hansen dribbling, takes it into the lane, spins, puts up a shot over Zwiener, no good. Zwiener grabs the rebound, long pass down the floor. That's Bruckman. She drives it toward the goal. Her shot is up there and in. Cammy Bruckman scores for Hastings. She's got 11 points in the ball game. And it's now 40-31. Hastings out to a 9-point lead. Shipley with the ball now for Briar Cliff. She stops, spins, puts up a shot, no good. Rebound Zwiener. Zwiener has got it for the Broncos here in backcourt. There's a pass ahead. They get it to Jamie Van Kirk. She drives it. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. A running one-hander that would not go. Rebound comes down to Alex Fuller now for Briar Cliff. She gets it away to Shipley in a traveling violation. Shipley looks up and runs right into Van Kirk. And she's whistling for the traveling violation. That's going to be turnover number 9 on the Chargers. Hastings will play things in. 18:34 to play here in the ballgame. Hastings out on top of Briar Cliff today. In women's college basketball by a score of 40-31. Here's Bruckman with the ball on the near sideline. Cammie dribbling with it. Comes out to Abby Jackson. Jackson holds it. Now puts it on the floor. She dribbles it. Contact made out there. And Fuller is going to be hit with a personal foul. Well, that was Lexi Hinsky picking up the personal foul there for Briar Cliff. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number two on the Chargers here in the second half. Hastings will play it in now from the far sideline. There's a pass to Bruckman in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Cammie Bruckman scores in the lane. She's got 13 points, six of them so far in the first minute and 45 seconds of the second half. Here's Shipley down on the baseline, down in the corner. Long-range jumper put up there in, a three-pointer. Alex Fuller nails her second tray from deep in the left corner. She's got 6 points in the ball game. It's 42-34. Hastings with an eight-point lead. Broncos breaking the pressure here. Bruckman comes out here to Van Kirk, 25 feet away from the basket. Van Kirk stops. There's a pass to Jackson. Entry pass to Zwiener. Dumps it down low. It's going to be over the head of Bruckman out of bounds. A turnover on Hastings. That's the 11th turnover on the Broncos. Alex Edwards comes into the ballgame now for Hastings College. Coming out will be Frankie Peterson. 17:51 to play in the basketball game. Hastings with an 8-point lead, 42-34. Here's Fuller with the ball. Fuller bounce pass down to Blake. She drives it into the lane. Puts up a little shot over Zwiener. No good. Rebound Edwards. Alex Edwards with the ball here in backcourt. Bounce pass comes over here to Van Kirk. Jamie brings it up, trots it across the midcourt stripe, moves it to the right side of the floor. Van Kirk now reverses the ball, gets it over here to Jackson. Jackson drives it, gives it away. Cammie Bruckman on the wing. Bounce pass comes out here to Van Kirk. Over to Alex Edwards. Two-handed pass on the near sideline to Jackson. Back inside to Bruckman. Spins in the lane, puts up a shot. No good. She's knocked down, foul called. And Bruckman will go to the free throw line. The foul is going to go on Blake. Kaylee Blake picks up her second. Team foul number three on the Chargers. And Cammie Bruckman to the free throw line for the Broncos. She's got 13.6 so far here in the second half. So go to the free throw line for the first time today. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Bruckman is 70% foul shooter on the season. She's now 65 out of 92 from the free throw line. 43-34, Hastings with the lead. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Bruckman. Hastings has a 10-point lead. This is their biggest lead of the ball game now at 44-34 with 17 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in this one. There's a turnover on Briar Cliff. They can't handle it deep in the corner. Hastings has the ball. Here's Van Kirk. She runs the problems here at the 10-second line. Now a jump ball is called. Van Kirk runs right in to a couple of Briar Cliff charges. Fuller is getting up. Hinsky is getting up. And they force the jump ball on Hastings, where the Broncos will get it on the alternating jump as they'll play things in here right at the 10-second line. 17:05 to play. They're in the ball game. Hastings leading by a score of 44-34. Abby Jackson has got the ball here for Hastings College. Behind the screen, Jackson moves it to the right side of the floor. Now reverses it and gets it to Alex Edwards. Now to Jackson again. Back out to Alex Edwards in three-point territory. Comes to the left wing. That's Van Kirk. Entry passing it inside to Bruckman. She mishandles the ball. That's brought out of there by Brian Cliff. A turnover on Hastings. Here's Masters going to the rack. Her shot is up there at the end. Sloan Masters, like she was shot out of a cannon there, just takes it back the other way. She was not going to stop, and she takes it right to the hole and scores. She's got 5 points in the ball game now. 44-36, Hastings with the lead. Here's Jackson, comes over to Van Kirk. Now to Alex Edwards, down in the corner. Edwards holds it, now to Van Kirk again on the wing. Van Kirk sends it inside. That's Zwiener with the ball. Zwiener scores around to the hoop here with 10 seconds left on the shot clock. To Edwards, now to Van Kirk. Still 25 feet away from the basket. Here's Edwards with four. Over on the right side, Abby Jackson. She drives it down to the baseline. Nice pass to Bruckman. Shot is up there. No good. Rebound Bruckman in the lane. Bruckman tries to shovel the ball away. It's recovered here by Edwards. Her shot is up there from 10 feet away. It's good. Hastings with two shots at the hole there. It took the shot clock right down to next to nothing there. Bruckman couldn't convert, but Alex Edwards does. And Hastings has a 10-point lead again at 46-36. Here's Shipley with the ball now for Briar Cliff. Goes over to Carrick, who's back in the ball game. Now to Sloan Masters, dribbles once, comes over here to Paige Herbolt. She dribbles to the free throw line, backs it on out now at the top of the key. Herbolt gives away to Sloan Masters, dribbles down the right side of the lane, stops and pops. Her shot off the glass is no good. The ball tipped out of bounds. Hastings ball. Last touch there by Kaylee Blake of Briar Cliff. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Get it delivered at 604 South Burlington. We've got a timeout. 15 minutes and 32 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 46, Briar Cliff 36.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Broncos have won 13 games in a row. Hastings has not lost since suffering a defeat to Morningside way back on November the 23rd. Working on number 14 here today. It's a 10-point lead for Hastings, 46-36. Van Kirk straddles the 10-second line, gets the ball into the hands of Abby Jackson. Down to Breckman, sends the ball inside. It's off of the fingertips of Zwiener out of bounds. So coming out of the timeout, Hastings turns the ball away. Zwiener could not handle the pass in the lane. She's turns it over here. That's the 13th turnover on Hastings. Broncos have the 10-point lead, 46-36. Here's Herbolt with the ball now for Briarcliff. Gives the ball away in the lane there. Down in the corner now as they drive the baseline. There's a reverse layup. It's up and in. A reverse layup there by Paige Herbolt. She scores. That's her first field goal. Wearing number 15 today. And the other night she's wearing number 10 here for Briarcliff. Paige Herbolt. It's a field goal to go down, 46-38. Hastings with an 8-point lead. Broncos have the ball. Van Kirk on the wing. Van Kirk gives away to Cammie Breckman. She tries to drive it, mishandles the ball, picks it back up. Jackson, cross-court pass comes over to Van Kirk on the wing. Van Kirk from the elbow, puts it up there and scores. Jamie Van Kirk scoring there for Hastings College. The Sutton native now has got 12 points in the ball game, and the Broncos again lead by 10 points. It is 48-38. In the lane, here's a Kaylee Blanker shot. No good. Blocked down, but a foul is going to be called on Zwiener. Well, Zwiener gets in with a personal foul here for Hastings. Zwiener picks up her third. So going to the free throw line for the Chargers will be Kaylee Blake. Blake has got 7 points in the ball game. She is 3 out of 6 in the free throw line. So we'll have a couple of shots here. Her first one is going to be up and in. Blake will have one more. Hastings College 48, Briarcliff 39. Blake's next shot is up there. That one's going to be right down through the hole. 48-40. Chargers not going away here on their home floor at the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City. Here's Edwards with it. 200 pass comes out on top. That's Van Kirk. Drives it toward the rack. Her shot is up there. No good. And she draws the personal foul. And Van Kirk will now go to the free throw line here for Hastings. Personal foul is going to be whistled on Sloan Masters of Briarcliff. That's going to be the third foul on Sloan Masters. Team foul number 4 on the Chargers. Hastings has got 1 foul here in the second half. It's going to be Jamie Van Kirk to the free throw line. She's got 12 points in the ball game. This will be her first attempt at a free throw. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Van Kirk, number 2 in the conference in free throw percentage this week, hitting 83% of her foul shots. Zwiener comes out. Here comes Sierra Williamson back into the ball game. Checking in now for Briarcliff is going to be Caitlin Meister. Meister comes in there, and going out will be Haber. 49-40. Hastings with a 9-point lead. Van Kirk at the free throw line. Shot is up there. That one is good. Van Kirk hits a pair, and the Broncos again lead by 10 points. It is now 50-40 in favor of Hastings College with 14 minutes and some change left here in the second half of play. There's Masters driving for the hole. Shot is up there and in. Sloan Masters takes it to the rack and scores. She's got 7 points. Now Briarcliff will attack here in backcourt after the made field goal. 50-42. Hastings with an 8-point lead. Van Kirk gets it down the right sideline to Breckman. Dribbles into the paint. There's a bounce pass down to Edwards. Her shot's going to be blocked down and a foul's going to be called. Blake got the block. Edwards is knocked down. And a foul here is going to be called on Kaylee Blake. That's going to be her third foul. So going to the free throw line now for Hastings will be Alex Edwards. She's a 68% foul shooter in the season. She is 11 out of 16. That is the fifth team foul called on Briarcliff here in the second half of play. Edwards at the stripe. Her shot is going to be up there. No good. She'll get one more. Into the ball game for Hastings is going to be Farmer. Going out will be Van Kirk at the 13:49 mark of this ball game. Hastings leading 50-42. Here comes the next shot. It's going to be good. So Edwards knocks down a free throw here. It's now 51-42. A 9-point lead. Briarcliff has got the ball, dressed in their pink uniforms here this afternoon with their black trim. On Cancer versus Coaches weekend here in the NAIA. Briar Clift is dribbling with the ball out here in 3-point territory. Now Masters takes a three, and her shot is up there and in over Cammie Breckman. Masters nails it, Trey. She's got 10 points in the ball game. 51-45. Briar Clift within 6 points again. Hastings with the ball. Breckman has got it on the wing. Now to Jackson. Holds it. Now to Breckman again on the wing. Back out to Abby. 25 feet away from the basket. Bounce pass comes back to Cammie Breckman behind the screen from Williamson. Out to Jackson again. There's Breckman for three. Shot is up there and in. Cammie Breckman from the right wing knocks one down for Hastings. Breckman now with 18 in the ballgame. We're under 13 minutes to play. Hastings 54. Briar Cliff 45 in women's college basketball. There's a pass deflected out of bounds. Farmer got her hands on it there for Hastings. Here comes Fuller back in now for Briar Cliff. Here comes Shipley back in. Also, Herbolt checks back in now for head coach Mike Powers. Briar Cliff will inbound the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 54-45. Hastings with a 9-point lead. Briar Cliff will inbound. Looking. Finally, a 200 pass out here. They get it to Lexi Herbold, who sends it back inside. That's Blake. Her shot is no good, and she'll be tapped on the arm. And a foul is going to be called here on Abby Jackson. Jackson picks up the personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's going to send Kaylee Blake to the free throw line for Briar Cliff. She's got 9 points in the ball game, 5 out of 8 on free throws. She'll have a couple of shots here. She was mauled in the act of shooting there by Abby Jackson. 12:47 to play in the game. Hastings with the lead. Shot from the free throw line, no good by Blake. Now 5 out of 9 from the stripe for Blake. And the Chargers, the worst free throw shooting team in the conference, hitting 64% from the charity stripe. Next shot is up there. She misses that one, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Edwards has got the ball. Gets it away to Jackson down the right sideline. Abby Jackson with the ball here for Hastings. Bounce pass comes over here to Farmer. Now to Jackson. Abby dribbling the ball about 25 feet away from the basket. Goes over to Breckman on the right sideline. Breckman looks. Long pass goes inside to Edwards. Her pass is going to be taken away from her. Blake has got it on another Hastings College turnover. Here comes Masters back the other way. She drives into the hole and her shot just rolls off of the left side. No good. Rebound Shipley down in the baseline. Byron Cliff keeps it alive. Back outside is going to be Fuller. Fuller moves it over to Hinsky. Over in the far sideline. Down in the corner. That's Shipley with the ball. We got a fresh shot clock, so we got 17 seconds left on the shot clock here for Byron Cliff. Mackenzie Shipley dribbling on the ball. She's going to drive it there against Breckman, and her pocket's going to be picked here by Chanel Farmer of Hastings. Chanel comes back the other way for the Broncos. Her pass out on top is going to be brought down here by Breckman. Now to Edwards. Cross-court pass goes over to Jackson. Abby trying to drive the ball inside the ring. Bounce pass down in the corner. Farmer has got it. Now to Jackson. Sizes up the three. Takes the three and misses the three. Rebound comes down to Farmer. Farmer dribbles down in the corner. Now out to Cammie Breckman to Edwards. Fakes the three. Dribbles inside. 15-footer good. Alex Edwards, her second field goal of the ball game. She's got 5 points. Hastings now leading by a score of 56-45. They're out to an 11-point lead here in the ball game. Back the other way. A shot is up and in. Alex Fuller drives the ball to the hole there for Briar Cliff. An off-balance shot. She gets the field goal to go down. She's got 8 points in the ball game. 56-47. Briar Cliff within 9 points again. 11-12 remaining. Here's Edwards inside the free throw circle. Out to Abby Jackson. Bounce pass comes over to Breckman. Her shot for three is going to be no good off of the back arc. And a rebound comes down here to Sloan Masters. And she's going to have her pocket picked again by Chanel Farmer. Another steal for the former St. Cecilia Hawkett. She comes back and hits a 15-footer. Chanel Farmer with another steal. She's averaging 2 steals per ball game. She gets 2 right here in the last minute or so. Farmer with a 3 and a 2. And it's now a 58-47 ball game. Hastings back out to an 11-point lead. There's a long-range jumper from the far sideline by Fuller. No good. Offensive rebound comes down to Hinsky, and she's fouling the play. So it's 58-47. Hastings matches their biggest lead of the ball game. It occurs here with 10 minutes and 35 seconds to play. But this is a foul in the Broncos. That's going to send the Chargers to the free throw line. Jackson is the guilty party for the Broncos. That's going to be her second. So to the free throw line will be Lexi Hinsky. For the Briar Cliff Chargers, she's got a field goal and 2 points so far in this ball game. Her shot is up there. That rims off no good. Boy, Briar Cliff with 8 out of 20 from the free throw line in the first half. Here comes 4 new players into the ball game now for Briar Cliff head coach Mike Powers. Hinsky will have one more here at the free throw line. It's 58-47. Hastings with an 11-point lead over Briar Cliff here this afternoon in Sioux City. Lexi Hinsky. We'll have one more. The shot is up there. It is good. So she hits 1 out of 2. Broncos have a 10-point lead. Hinsky checks out. Back into the ballgame now for Briar Cliff. Will be Paige Herbolt. Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. Pressure by the Chargers here in backcourt. Van Kirk, 200 pass comes to Farmer. Down to Cammie Bruckman in the offensive zone. Here's Van Kirk with the ball. Back out to Cammie. Dribbles into the free throw line. Stops there. Feeds down on the baseline. Farmer's shot is up there. No good. Ball tapped out of there and is picked up here by Reagan Cooper. Cooper has got it now for Briar Cliff to the far sideline to Megan Hansen. Hansen dribbles it back the other way. Dribbles it to the center of the floor. Takes the ball to the rack. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Bruckman. The ball goes out of bounds. The officials look at one another and they will give the ball to Briar Cliff. Chargers will play things in. 10:06 to play in the ball game. We got the men's game coming up next between Hastings and Briarcliff. Bronco women with a 10-point lead, 58-48. Briarcliff will inbound the ball as they get it out here to a Morgan Hansen. She has it tipped out of her hands. Now we got a foul is going to be called. It's going to go on Hansen. They're going to say she was the last to touch it. I don't think they could call the foul here. Her and Bruckman were going at it right in front of the scorer's table. They give the ball to Hastings on the Briarcliff turnover. 13 turnovers on the Chargers here in the ballgame. Mike Powers pleading his case, the head man for the Chargers here, to no avail. Hastings will have the ball. Here's Sierra Williamson back out on top. That's going to be Van Kirk with it on the dribble. Now to Farmer for three. Her shot is going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down underneath the basket, and the shot is up and in. Cammie Bruckman gets the offensive board on the air ball thrown up by Farmer. The offensive board on the putback. She's got 20 points in the ball game. And Hastings now with a 60-48 lead over Briarcliff and a traveling violation on the Chargers. 14 turnovers now on Briarcliff. Into the ball game now will be Shipley, Mackenzie Shipley. Going out is going to be Carrick. And now Hastings wants to call a timeout. The Broncos enjoying their biggest lead of the ball game now at 12 points. 9 minutes and 35 seconds to play. We're in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 60, Briarcliff 48.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball today here on 1230 KHAS. And the Nebraska basketball teams, they will play on Sunday. We'll have coverage of both the Nebraska men and women tomorrow. The Nebraska men, they're going to be at home to take on the Golden Gophers of Minnesota. Tip-off will be at 5 o'clock at the new Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln. Pre-game show begins at 4 o'clock in the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We'll have Nebraska women's basketball here on 1230 KHIS tomorrow. Nebraska will play at Northwestern. Pre-game show will be at 3:45 with a tip-off at 4. So the Nebraska women tomorrow here on 1230 KHIS. The Nebraska men will be over on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. 60-48. Hastings College has got the lead over the Briarcliff Chargers. Hastings looking for their 14th straight win here. Chanel Farmer has got the ball. Now to Van Kirk, still in backcourt. Here's Farmer, brings it into the forecourt. Now down the near sideline, stops there. Farmer comes out to Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman dribbling with the ball out here. Brings it back to Farmer on the wing on the left side. Back out to Van Kirk. Two-handed pass goes over in the right wing. That's going to be Samuelson with the ball. Out of Van Kirk. Entry pass to get it inside to Bruckman. She mishandles the ball, and Hastings will turn the ball away for the 15th time here in the ballgame. 15 turnovers on Hastings. Broncos have a 12-point lead at 60-48. Here's Shipley driving the ball against Samuelson. Stops, can't put up a shot. Good D there by Samuelson. Comes out into three-point territory to Sloan Masters. Down to Mackenzie Shipley on the wing again, picked up by Samuelson. Out between the rings where the ball is going to be Meisters. Throws up a shot. It's going to be no good from a long three. And the rebound comes down here to Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk for Hastings. The Cammie Bruckman on the wing, left side of the lane. Back out to Van Kirk, shields the ball. Van Kirk looking left, now goes right. Over here is going to be Chanel Farmer. Bounce pass back out to Van Kirk. She tries to dribble. It's off of her foot. Scramble is on. It's picked up here by Meister. So back-to-back turnovers here on Hastings. Here come the Chargers back the other way. Shipley drives the ball. The racker shot no good, and she's fouled in a play by Van Kirk. Jamie Van Kirk picks up a personal foul. It's going to be her first one of the ball game. That's going to be team foul number 4 on the Broncos. Going to the free throw line is going to be Shipley. Shipley, 1 out of 4 from the charity stripe here today. She got 9 points in the ball game. Had seven in the last day these two teams played. South from the free throw line is going to be up and in. She'll get one more. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Autumn Zeenan. Coming out is going to be Van Kirk. 60-49. Hastings still with an 11-point lead. They have led this baby from the opening tap. Next shot is up there. It's going to be in and out and back in again. Mackenzie Shipley nails a couple of free throws. Pulls the Chargers back to within 10 points of 60-50. Here's Farmer with the ball. Now to Autumn Zeenan in backcourt. Zeenan races it to the 10-second line. Steps into the offensive zone. There's a feed down to Holly Samuelson. A shot no good from underneath the basket. And the rebound comes down here to Masters. Zeenan may have got away with a traveling violation there. Here's Shipley driving the ball in the basket. And she's going to be fouled into play. The foul here is going to go on Breckman. That's going to be her third. So Breckman picks up her third foul. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Hastings. Going to the free throw line for the Chargers is going to be Mackenzie Shipley. She puts it up there. The shot is going to be no good. Shipley now 3 out of 7 on free throws today. And the Chargers, the worst free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, are hitting only 64% as a team. They were 8 out of 20 from the free throw line in the first half. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good. Shipley hits 1 out of 2. And now Hastings has got a 9-point lead again. It's 60-51. Pressure by the Chargers in backcourt. Hastings breaks it into their offensive zone. Breckman comes out to Zeenan. Autumn Zeenan with the ball, dribbling with it here. Zeenan takes it to the right side. Now reverses the ball. Here's Farmer with it. Farmer drives it to the top of the 3-point arc. Now at the Zeenan again, top of the circle. Lobs it down low. Zeenan grabs the ball. The shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Reagan Cooper. Zeenan misses one from right in front of the hole there for Hastings. It's a 9-point ball game now with 7.5 minutes to go. Here's a long-range jumper from Shipley. Her shot no good. Rebound swatted around. Masters grabs the ball. Back outside, a 3-pointer put up there and down. A 3-pointer by Paige Herbold. She's now got 5 points in the ball game, and just like that, 60-54 is the score. Hastings out on top with 7 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Broncos need a field goal here. Here's Chanel Farmer with the ball. Chanel comes over to Zeenan. There's a pass down low. Breckman has got the ball. Can't go up with a shot. Skip pass comes out here to Zeenan again. Zeenan now to Farmer. The Zwiener outside. 3-pointer put up there and in. A 3-point field goal by Holly Samuelson. She knocks down a tray. Holly's been hitting only 19% from 3-point territory, but she picks up a big one there. Hastings back onto a 9-point lead at 63-54 with 6.5 to play here in this basketball game. Sloan Masters down in the corner, driving the baseline. Shot up there, no good. That's her bolt. Rebound comes down here to Chanel Farmer. Gets the ball ahead to Samuelson. Samuelson on the near sideline. Cuts it for the rack. Now can't go up for the shot. Goes to Farmer instead. Out of Samuelson down in the corner. She's in trouble. Holly Samuelson dribbles out here into 3-point territory. Sends it to Breckman at the free throw line. Now to Farmer at the elbow. Out to Zeenan from the top of the key. Her 3-pointer, no good. Rebound, Zwiener. Follow shot, no good, but she's hacked in the arm and a foul is called. Laurel Zwiener will go to the free throw line down for Hastings. 6 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Briarcliff is not going away here. Zwiener will go to the stripe here. She has got 8 points in the ball game. She is 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. She'll have a couple of shots here. 5 new players sitting down at the scorer's table, and we'll check in at the next opportunity here for Briarcliff after this free throw. 6:13 to go. Hastings leading by 9 points at 63-54. There's a shot from the free throw line up and in by Zwiener. She'll get one more. Laurel Zwiener now with 9. So 5 players in, 5 players out now for head coach Mike Powers. Hastings back out to a 10-point lead at 64-54. Briarcliff got the lead down to 6 points just a few minutes ago. But Hastings now getting a free throw from Zwiener. 64-54. Here comes the next one. It's up there and in. So 2 big free throws by Laurel Zwiener. She's now got 10 points in the ballgame and double figures again. 65-54. Hastings with the lead. Here's Brian Cliff right at the free throw line. That's Morgan Hansen, and she's going to be hit on the play. And a foul is going to be called here. They go on Breckman. Breckman picks up her 4th foul. Coming to the score, down to the scorer's table and checking in now is going to be Van Kirk. Van Kirk comes in. Breckman checks out. Non-shooting situation. It's only the 16th foul on Hastings. Here's a pass outside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Frankie Peterson. Gets the ball out of Van Kirk in the lane and a traveling violation. Van Kirk trying to sidestep a defender, driving the ball into the hole, and she's hit with a traveling violation. So Hastings now with 17 turnovers in the ball game. Briar Cliff. They have got 15 turnovers. And now we're going to have a foul called here. Adam Zeenan is mixing it up there with Alex Fuller as they were trying to inbound the ball. They're going to whistle a personal foul on Zeenan. Adam says she was elbowing her as he tried to get the ball inbound. And she talks to the official coming up the floor now. Alex Fuller is going to go to the free throw line for Briar Cliff. She's just a 46% foul shooter in the season. Fuller is 7 out of 15 from the free throw line. 65 to 54. Hastings with an 11-point lead. Fuller to the stripe. Puts it up there. Shot is off of the mark. It is no good. And a rebound comes down to Van Kirk of Hastings. Damian Van Kirk has got the basketball. She'll bring things up herself. Crosses the 10-second line. Bounce pass to Peterson. Now to Zeenan on the right sideline. Comes out to Van Kirk. Back to Zeenan. Takes a three-pointer from the right side. It's going to be no good. Too strong. Rebound tapped out and is picked up here by Alex Fuller. Fuller's pass down to Fuller. It's going to be too far out of bounds. Trying to connect there with Heather Haber and threw it too far. That's the 16th turnover on Briar Cliff in the ball game. Now coming into the ball game here is going to be Kyra Stark. Kyra Stark comes in and Alex Fuller will check out. First playing time here for Stark. Then she deflects the ball away right off the bat. Hinsky picks it up. Hastings College turns the ball away. Here's Stark with the ball to Hinsky. Hinsky's got it in 3-point territory. They lob it inside to Blake. Her shot's going to be no good, but she's fouling the play. That's going to be Zweener picking up the foul. That's going to be number 4 on Laurel Zweener. That's going to be Kaylee Blake going to the free throw line now for Briar Cliff. She has got 9 points in the ballgame. 5:23 to play. Hastings holding on to a 65-54 lead. Next shot is up there from the stripe. It's going to be no good by Blake. She'll get one more. Here comes Sierra Williamson in. Here comes Abby Jackson in. Farmer's going to check out. Also, Zweener will check out here for the Broncos. Hastings looking for their 14th straight win here this afternoon. Kaylee Blake to the free throw line now for Briar Cliff for her second shot. It's up there. That one rattles out. No good. Rebound. Hinschke, she had it. And now it's down here on the baseline. It's going to be out of bounds. Hastings will play things in. Sierra Williamson grabs the ball after Hinschke couldn't get to it. It's out of bounds, and the Broncos will play it in. Down their far sideline, it's going to be Jackson with the ball. Jackson now to Adam Zeenan. Zeenan still in backcourt. Double team. There's a pass. Van Kirk has got it. Dribbles 10 feet away. Shot is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down here to Heather Haber. Allen pass comes to the near sideline to Hansen. Spins. Goes to the top of the key. Now to Haber on the wing. Bounce pass down low. Blake shot. No good. Rebound Williamson. And a whistle. And we got another foul called. From the far sideline or Dewey. The official's now going to discuss things down there underneath the basket. They just rule a jump ball, I believe. A jump ball, so it's going to be Briar Cliff inbounding it now. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. 4:56 to play. Women's basketball. Hastings out on top by a score of 65-54. Briar Cliff just plays it in here. Grabbing the ball is Haber. She puts it up there. Good. Heather Haber scores there over Sierra Williamson out for the inbound. 65-56. 9-point lead for Hastings. Zeenan has got it. Now to Abby Jackson on the far side. Jackson brings it into the offensive zone to Peterson. There's a nice pass to Williamson, and she blows the layup. Rebound Peterson. Follow shot. Good, and she's fouled. Frankie Peterson picks up the trash in the lane and scores after Williamson blows the layup. Good heads-up play there by Frankie. She'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. Personal foul is whistle on Kaylee Blake. That's going to be her fourth. So Frankie Peterson, big possession there. He's now got 4 points in the ballgame and a couple of field goals. This will be a shot for one more. It's up there and good. So she's now 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. Hastings back out on top by a dozen. 68 to 56 with 4.5 minutes to play here in this one. Here's Stark with the ball. Stark gets into the hands now. Sloan Masters dribbles to the top of the key. Now drives the ball against Van Kirk. Runs over Zeenan down there and the foul is going to be called. Let's see. I think Zeenan is going to be hit with a personal foul. She takes a hit underneath the basket here. That's going to be Zeenan picking up the foul. That's going to be her second. Going to the free throw line for Briar Cliff will be Sloan Masters. We've had a lot of free throws here in this basketball game today. Masters has got 10 points in the ball game. She's 1 out of 4 from the stripe. So Sloan Masters, the leading scorer to the line. Her shot is up there. That one rattles out. No good. Masters will get one more. Score remains 68 to 56. Bronco basketball for you today here on 1230 KHAS, brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's getting it delivered at 6:04 South Burlington. Next shot is up there. That one was good. So Masters hits one out of two. The Hastings lead is 11 points again at 68-57. Hastings got out to a 10-2 lead in the ball game today and has never trailed. Here's Zenon with the ball. Zenon comes out to Jackson, brings it back to Autumn Zenon on the wing. Looking to penetrate, can't do it. Back out to Abby Jackson, top of the key. Abby Jackson looks, bounce pass over the right side on the wing. That's going to be Frankie Peterson, takes it down on the baseline, the dribble. Jump pass comes out here to Jackson, fakes the three, dribbles inside, 15-footers off the mark, no good. Rebound comes down to Shipley. Mackenzie Shipley has got the ball, and she winds away back up the floor, races it in the offensive zone there against Peterson, now drives it to the rack, her shot is up there, no good, and she's fouling the play. Mackenzie Shipley will now go to the free throw line here for Briarcliff. The personal foul is whistled on Peterson. That's going to be her third foul. So Mackenzie Shipley goes to the free throw line. She's 4 out of 8 from the line today. She's got 12 points in the ball game. Shot is up there. That one is missed. Here comes Bruckman back into the ball game now. Adam Zenon will check out. 3:47 to play. Here in the basketball game, Hastings leading by 11, 68-57. Here comes the next shot. It's going to be up there and in by Shipley. And now Mike Powers wants to call a timeout. Briarcliff will call a timeout here. 3 minutes and 47 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 68, Briarcliff 58.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball today on 1230 KHAS. Brought to you in part by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Mary Lanning is proud team with these attending Broncos sports for the 2013-2014 basketball season. Hastings jumped out to a 10-2 lead in this basketball game. Led 36-29 at halftime. Pretty much maintained that lead throughout much of the second half of play. At one point, Briarcliff trimmed the lead down to 6 at 60-54 with just over 7 minutes to go. Right now, the lead is 10 for Hastings at 68-58. Broncos looking for their 20th win of the season here today. This would be their 14th straight win if they can finish things off here this afternoon. Briarcliff, a team that is 12-10 overall. They're 5-7 in the conference. Just trying to do some damage here in the conference race. Hastings College will play things in here in backcourt. Now Briarcliff will attack all over the place. They need the basketball here. Abby Jackson has got it down the near sideline, races it into the offensive zone. Abby Jackson all the way to the baseline. Now she's double-teamed. There's a pass to Bruckman. She's in on a play, knocked down, and a foul called. Bruckman is knocked down right in front of the Bronco bench. Personal foul is going to be called on Lexi Hinchke of Briarcliff. That's going to be her second foul. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Chargers. So going to the free throw line for Hastings for a 1-1 will be Bruckman. Tammy has got 20 points in the ball game for Hastings. She's leading the Broncos in scoring here today. Bruckman will have a 1-1. Her shot is up there, and the shot good. Tammy will have one more for Hastings College. Bruckman, a 5'9" senior out of Roseland. Played high school basketball for Keith Crow and the gals down at Silver Lake. Next shot is up there, in and out, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Briarcliff down the near sideline again. Here come the Chargers into the offensive zone. Hinsky thought about the three, now drives it to the rack. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball tapped out. It's picked up here by Carrick. Now to Shipley from the free throw line. Shot good. Mackenzie Shipley scores from the free throw line. She's got 15 in the ball game. It's now 69-60. Hastings still with a 3-possession lead. Briarcliff attacking all over the place now defensively. Hastings brings it into the forecourt. Here's Van Kirk with the ball. Two-handed pass goes over to Jackson. Jackson double-teamed. There's a diagonal pass down to Bruckman on the short left baseline. Her shot's going to be no good. Williamson grabs the rebound, and she's fouling the play. Fouling the play here by the Chargers. Now Sierra Williamson is going to go to the free throw line. The foul here is going to go on the Chargers. Sloan Masters picks up the personal foul. That's going to be the fourth foul in Sloan Masters. Mike Powers is all the way down to the scorer's table. The officials push him back to the bench here for Briarcliff. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Williamson. She has not scored so far today. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be no good. Misses on the front end of the 1-1, so it's 69-60. Here comes Masters back to Hinsky for three. Shot good. Lexi Hinsky knocks down a three ball, and we've got a timeout now. A timeout with 2 minutes and 52 seconds to play. We got ourselves a ball game here, 2:52 to play. Timeout, Hastings. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings College 69, Briarcliff 63.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Briarcliff Chargers have come back now. Hastings College has pretty much played with a lead the entire way here today after jumping out to a 10-2 first half lead. Hastings right now leading by 6 points at 69-63. Broncos, by the way, leading the all-time series with Briarcliff, but we've had some dandies, especially up here. Hastings leading the overall series 16-12 with Briarcliff. This is a series that started in the 1993-94 season between these two teams. Hastings beat Briarcliff that year by a score of 86-47. So it's 69-63. Hastings has got a 6-point lead. The Broncos will have the ball here in backcourt. It's going to be Frankie Peterson inbounding the ball for Hastings. She'll run the baseline here. Peterson will play things into Jackson. Double team comes over to Peterson. Two-handed pass to the 10-second line to Bruckman. Down to Jackson. Over and back. An over and back violation here on Hastings. Abby Jackson was in backcourt right at the 10-second line. Bruckman Fetter, and that's a turnover on Hastings. That's 19 turnovers on Hastings. 69-63. Briarcliff has got the ball. Here's Shipley with it now. Shipley out here in three-point territory. Thought about pulling the trigger, but thinks otherwise. Here's Sloan Masters now driving the ball to the rack. Her shot is up there, no good. Offensive rebound. Masters gets it back. Down to Hinsky. Long-range jumper is good. Just inside the ring, Hinsky fires it up. And we got another timeout, Briarcliff. Lexi Hinsky, she has knocked down a 3-2 in the last two possessions. Now the Broncos have a 4-point lead and a timeout, Briarcliff. 2 minutes and 26 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 69, Briarcliff 65.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings is the trusted name in sports injury management. The staff of PTSR provide up-to-date and efficient care of sports-related injuries, returning athletes quickly and safely back to the playing field. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings provides the Saturday morning sports clinic and is open to all area athletes, or come take advantage of our convenient 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. hours Monday through Friday. Call 402-462-8824 for more information. Remember, Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings for all your physical or occupational therapy needs.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City here this afternoon. The Broncos now clinging to a 4-point lead over the upset-minded Chargers of Briarcliff here today. 69-65 is the score. Lexi Hinsky has been the thorn in our side here the past couple of possessions. She's hit a 3-2. That last one after an offensive rebound. So it's 69-65. Briarcliff trailing in the ball game. Hastings led at halftime of this one at 36-29. Hastings is really dominating the basketball game here today, but the Chargers, we have not been able to put this team away. And now it's going to be Hastings inbounding the ball here on the near sideline. It's going to be Frankie Peterson playing it into Jackson. Back to Frankie. Out of the far sideline, the Broncos turn away again. Back-to-back turnovers here for Hastings. And now the Chargers have the basketball with 2:22 to play here in the second half. Broncos with a 4-point lead, so back-to-back turnovers for Hastings offensively. Here's Sloan Masters with the ball. Sloan Masters at the top of the key, picked up there by Van Kirk. Masters drives the ball to the goal and shot is up there and in, and she's fouling the play. Sloan Masters scores. She'll go to the free throw line now for Briarcliff. Personal foul is going to be called on Frankie Peterson.
Four fouls on Peterson. Sloan Masters to the free throw line. And now we have a 69-67 ball game. Masters 2 out of 6 in the free throw line today. Eyes the bucket, lets it fly. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Peterson. So it's 69-67. Hastings with the ball in backcourt. Here's Jackson with the ball. Jackson gets the ball down to floor. There's Zwinner. Shot is up and in. Laurel Zwinner scoring there for Hastings. Big bucket. Broncos now have a 4-point lead. It's now 71-67. Brian Cliff has got the ball. Morgan Shipley has got it. Morgan Shipley out here in 3-point territory. Hands away to Masters. She drives it. Now leads it down on the baseline. Back outside the 3-point arc to Hinsky. Her shot for 3 is going to be no good. Another offensive rebound. Shot by Shipley in the lane. That one is no good. Down for the rebound. It's down here on the baseline. It goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to Brian Cliff. Into the ball game now for Hastings will be Williamson. Checking out will be Zwiener. 71-67 to score. Hastings up by 4 points. Byron Cliff making a last-ditch effort here in this basketball game. They played it in the Shipley down in the corner. He feeds it inside. The ball's going to be tapped away. Tapped away from Sloan Masters, and the ball is recovered here by Sierra Williamson. He gets it out to Abby Jackson, out of Van Kirk, out of Williamson into the forecourt. Her pass goes over to Breckman, open from 3-point territory. She won't pull the trigger. Hastings with the ball out here in 3-point territory, and Van Kirk is now going to be fouled into play. 71-67, Hastings with a 4-point lead. And she is fouled into play here. Van Kirk will go to the free throw line. Jamie Van Kirk in the ball game for Hastings has got 14 points, 2 of 2 from the line. Van Kirk sets. Her shot is up there, and the shot is going to be good. Jamie Van Kirk now with 15 in the ball game. The last personal foul went on Becky Dodumski, who just checked in there, probably for fouling purposes, because now she's back out of the ball game. Here comes Van Kirk back to the free throw line. That one is up there and in. So Van Kirk hits a couple of free throws. That makes the score 73-67. Just a 2-possession ball game here. 1:15 to play. Driving the ball to the hole. Hinschke's shot no good. Ball tapped around. It's picked up here by Jackson. Jackson in backcourt. She's going to be fouled in the play. So Briar Cliff had the lead down to 2 points at 69-67 with 2 minutes and some change left here in the second half. But Hastings hitting some free throws now. And the Broncos have a 6-point advantage at 73-67. Jackson goes to the free throw line now for the Broncos after being fouled in a play by Hinsky. That's going to be her third. Jackson to the line. Her shot is up there, and the shot is no good. That's the first free throw toss of the day for Abby Jackson. She got just 2 points in the ballgame for the Broncos today. Jackson will have one more. Puts it up there. Shot is up and in. Jackson hits 1 out of 2. Here comes Chanel Farmer back into the ballgame now for Hastings, replacing Frankie Peterson. So 1:09 to play. 1:09 to play. Hastings is leading by a score of 74-67. Sloan Masters will play things in. Now she gets the ball back here from Paige Herbolt. Races it into the offensive zone all the way down the lane to the basket. She goes. Her shot is up there and in. She just sliced up the Bronco defense like cheese there. Weaved her way up the floor into the basket. She went. Sloan Masters now with 15 in the ball game. And now Briar Cliff wants to call another timeout. 59.7 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 74, Briar Cliff 69.
For shelter insurance.
We're people who know that the first love of your life might have been an 84 hatchback.
We believe insurance is better when it relies as much on humanity as it does on technology.
And we know what the weather is like in your area because we live in your area.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter insurance. For your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball today brought to you in part by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. They're at 604 South Burlington in Hastings. So Hastings College trying to hang on here today. Broncos had a 7-point lead at halftime, 36-29. In the second half, they enjoyed 10-point leads several times, 44-34, 46-36, 48-38, 50-40. Had an 11-point lead at 56-45. Actually had a 12-point lead. That's their biggest lead here in the second half. It's 60-48. But Brian Cliff has made a game of this one. It's 74-69. Hastings now with a 5-point lead, and the Broncos will inbound the ball here in backcourt. Bruckner will play things in. It's going to be intercepted by Shipley. Her shot's going to be blocked down. Ball is loose. The scramble is on in the lane. It's going to be picked up here by Jackson. Jackson has got it for Hastings College. Gets it down to Chanel Farmer. She's going to be fouled in the play. So a big block. First of all, a turnover on Hastings. Broncos have been plagued by turnovers down the stretch here. They have a turnover, but then they get a big block by Laurel Zwiener, who leads the conference in block shots. Ball retrieved there by the Broncos, and now Chanel Farmer goes to the free throw line for Hastings. Personal foul is whistled on the Chargers. That's a Kyra Stark picking up the foul. Shot from the free throw line by Farmer is going to be no good. She'll get one more. So now Farmer has got 5 points in the ballgame here on a 3 and a 2. He's a 60% foul shooter in the season. 74-69. Hastings with the lead with 48.9 seconds to play. Next shot is up there. It's going to be good by Farmer. Hastings now leading by 6 points. Just a two-possession ball game, or a three-possession ball game, though, for Briar Clough. Sloan Masters of the ball. She's going to throw up a three. Her shot's going to be up there. It's going to be in and out. No good. Ball being tapped around, and the foul is going to be called. It's going to be a two-possession game if Sloan Masters throws down three-pointers here. Breckman picks up the personal foul. Now she is gone for Hastings. That's her fifth personal foul. So Cammy Breckman is done with 36.8 seconds to play in the ballgame. Breckman will leave with 21 points in the ballgame today. Coming in is going to be Peterson. Going to the free throw line here for Briar Clough is going to be Alex Fuller. She's 0 of 1 from the stripe today, a 46% foul shooter on the season. Alex Fuller puts it up there, and the shot is going to be no good. She'll get another one. That's why Briar Clough loses this game, is because they can't hit free throws. That's nothing new for them. They're last in the conference in free throw percentage at 64%. They're going to be nowhere near that today. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be around the rim and down. So Fuller hits one out of two, and the score is 75-70. Hastings with the lead. Broncos have the ball. Here's Van Kirk bringing it in the offensive zone. Ran over somebody over there. No foul was called. Jackson has got it now to Van Kirk out here in three-point territory. Van Kirk, double team, comes out to Jackson. Jackson holds the ball. Now to Van Kirk, 18 seconds to play. Van Kirk out near the 10-second line. Bounce pass goes over the far sideline. That's going to be Peterson with the ball. Peterson's pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted in the lane, down the near sideline. Stark has got it. Stark gets the ball ahead. Driving, shooting, and scoring is Alex Fuller. Hastings will play things in. 4 seconds. It's 75-72. And the ball is out of bounds on the far sideline. So it's 75-72. And who? They're going to give the ball to Hastings. Now Carey wants to call a timeout. So not very aggressive defensively in the last possession there for Hastings. And Brian Clifford took it right down the floor and scores to make it a three-point ball game. We got 3.4 seconds to play. We'll take a quick break here with a score. Hastings 75, Briar Cliff 72.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
All right, it's 75-72 with 3.4 seconds to play. Hastings will inbound the ball on the Briar Cliff offensive end over there on the far sideline. Peterson will inbound the ball. Peterson gets into Zwiener. Zwiener is going to be fouled in the play immediately by Stark of Briar Cliff. So that's going to send Laurel Zwiener to the free throw line with 2.2 seconds to play in the basketball game and a 3-point lead for Hastings. So Zwiener will toe the mark here. She's the third best free throw shooter in the conference, hitting 82% from the free throw line. Only 4 out of 8, though, today. Zwiener will have 2 shots here. Briar Cliff is over the 10-foul limit. Shot is up there, and the shot's going to be no good. Zwiener misses the front end here. So it's a 75-72 ball game. If Zwiener misses this one, Briar Cliff still with a chance to maybe pull off a 3-pointer here to tie the ball game to send this baby into overtime. Zwiner to the free throw line again with 2.2 seconds remaining. Next shot is up there. It's good. And that's all basically Hastings needed right there. Zwiner hits the free throw with 2.2 seconds to play. Give Hastings a 76-72 advantage. And now we've got the Broncos calling a timeout here. Make sure everybody's on the same page here defensively. Timeout. Hastings 2.2 seconds to play. Hastings with a lead. It's the Broncos 76 and the Chargers 72. going to Bowling and shot for three. Good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint. Little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City today. Brian Cliff making this thing exciting down the stretch. It's 76-72. The Broncos have a four-point lead with 2.2 seconds to play after Laurel Zwiener hits one of two free throws to make it a four-point ball game. Hastings will now have some defenders in backcourt. Sloan Masters will attempt to inbound the ball. Masters, a long baseball pass down the floor. It's going to be intercepted by Van Kirk, and that's the ball game. Hastings College going to survive here this afternoon. They have now won 14 games in a row. The Broncos picking up their second straight win over the Briar Cliff Chargers this season. They beat the Chargers this time here in Sioux City by a score of 76-72. So the Broncos win their 20th ball game of the season. They are now 20-2 on the season. Now 11-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Briar Cliff drops to 12 wins and 11 losses. They drop to 5-8 in conference play. But Hastings made things a little bit more exciting than really it needed to be, as they dominated throughout much of this ball game. Did not play very good down the stretch, and they hang on. Laurel Zwiener hitting a free throw with 2.2 seconds to play. Give Hastings a four-point lead, and that's the final margin of victory here today. Hastings beats Briar Cliff by a score of 76-72. Come back and check the final numbers right after this.
The superheroes of service, powered by Glenwood.
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HD media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
5 Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
5 Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
You know all about the Hastings Valentino's Grand Italian Buffet. Mmm, so many choices and so much goodness. You know about the Hastings Valentino's delivery, with fresh, hot, delicious food delivered right to your door. Now enjoy everything great that your Hastings Valentino's has to offer with easy carryout. Walk in, drive up, and take Valentino's with you. For the office, for the party, for your family meal, it's as easy as, well, pizza pie. Valentino's of Hastings, 604 South Burlington.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at the Newman Flanagan Center in Sioux City today, women's college basketball. This one goes to Hastings as they hold off the Briar Cliff Chargers today, winning by a score of 76-72. Hastings got out to a 10-2 lead in this ball game, just 3.5 minutes in. Right at halftime, 36-29. Hastings had 10-point leads throughout much of the second half of play. In fact, one time led by 12 points at 60-48. Briar Cliff then chipped away, got it down to 6 points at 60-54 with about 7 minutes to go. Had it down to 6 points at 69-63 with just under 3 minutes to go. It was 69-65 with about 2.5 to play. Then Briar Cliff pulled within 2 points at 69-67. Hastings had a 75-72 lead with about 3 seconds to play. Laurel Zwiener was fouled in the play with 2.2 seconds to play. She went to the free throw line to hit 1 out of 2. And the final margin of victory was 76-72. Hastings College wins it here this afternoon. So probably a lot closer than what it probably should have been today. But the Broncos survive and they go to 20-2 in the season. 11-2 now. In the Great Plains Athletic Conference, Briar Cliff drops their second game to Hastings this year. The Chargers are now 12-11 overall. They're 5-8 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Scoring in the ball game for Briar Cliff today, they were led by Sloan Masters and also Mackenzie Shipley as they scored 15 points apiece for the Chargers today. Also in double figures was Alex Fuller. She comes up with 11 points. The other scorers, Kaylee Blake, she had 9 points today. Lexi Hinsky, she had 8 points. 5 for Paige Herbert. 3 points for Heather Haber. 3 for Morgan Hansen. And 1 for Reagan Cooper. Unofficially, 16 turnovers in the ball game for Briar Cliff. They were 17 out of 39 from the free throw line. Hastings College hit 18 out of 29 from the stripe. They turned the ball over 20 times themselves. Broncos getting 21 points in the ball game from Cammie Bruckman today and 13 points from Laurel Zwiener. Also in double figures was Jamie Van Kirk with 16. So Cammie Bruckman had 21 points for Hastings today. Bruckman knocks down 2 3-pointers in the ball game. 16 points by Jamie Van Kirk. She had 2 3-pointers. Laurel Zwiener had 4 field goals, and she was 5 out of 10 from the free throw line, and she scores 13. The other scorers for Hastings, Holly Samuelson, she had 7 points today. 6 for Chanel Farmer. 5 points for Alex Edwards. 5 points for Frankie Peterson. And 3 for Abby Jackson. Hastings College wins it here today over the Briar Cliff Chargers by the score of 76-72. We'll come back and check the shooting numbers as we continue on 1230 KHAS.
Founded in 1882, Hastings College is a private four-year liberal arts institution located in Hastings, Nebraska, that focuses on student academic and extracurricular achievement. With 64 majors and 32 areas of study and 12 pre-professional programs, Hastings College has been named among America's best national liberal arts colleges by U.S. News & World Report, a best in the Midwest by the Princeton Review, and a best buy in college education by Barron's. Challenge yourself. Inspire greatness. Hastings College does that. Visit hastings.edu for more.
Five Points Bank of Hastings has been awarded a 5-star rating by Bauer Financial Research. In today's uncertain economic times, we know our customers appreciate having their local community bank at the top of safety and soundness ratings.
Additionally, our holding company is ranked 15th in the nation by SNL Financial. We are very proud of the 5-star designation in our top 15 ranking, and we will work hard to maintain these. Knowing our community and knowing our customers, it's what sets a community bank apart from others.
Five Points Bank of Hastings, the better bank. Member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
And Hastings College wins it here today, 76-72 over the Chargers of Briar Cliff. Checking the shooting numbers today, Hastings was 26 out of 62 from the floor, 41.9%. Briar Cliff was 24 out of 58 for 41.4%. 3-pointers, Hastings 6 out of 20 today for 30%. Briar Cliff was 7 out of 15 for 46%. From the free throw line, Hastings 18 of 27 for 66%. Briar Cliff was 17 out of 40 for 42%. Rebounds, Hastings out-rebounded Briar Cliff 50 to 37 today. Broncos had 17 offensive rebounds, 33 on defense. Briar Cliff had 15 offensive rebounds, 22 on defense. Hastings had 21 turnovers in the game today, 19 for Briar Cliff. Hastings with 6 block shots and 13 steals. Briar Cliff had 2 block shots and 14 steals. Leading rebounder for Hastings in the ball game today was Frankie Peterson and Laurel Zwiener. They each had 9 rebounds. And leading rebounder for Briar Cliff was Mackenzie Shipley. She comes up with 7. So Hastings College wins it today over Briar Cliff by the score of 76-72. The other scores are also final in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as far as women's basketball is concerned. Dort today picked up a non-conference win over Dakota State, winning by a score of 97-70. Doan picked up a big win on the road today in Yankton against Mount Marty, winning by a score of 71-61. And it was Nebraska Wesleyan losing to number 2-ranked Northwestern today by 50. The Red Raiders beat the Nebraska Wesleyan Prairie Wolves in Orange City 103-53. Concordia is playing in the Concordia Invitational. I think they had a night game tonight. Then Midland plays at Dakota Wesleyan on Sunday. The men's game is coming up next here on 1230 KHAS between Hastings and Briar Cliff. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll chat with Hastings College men's coach Bill Gavers as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.